Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another episode of Love Fantasy with your Diva Squad, GQ Palace Radio. And you are now on the line with the Ultimate Diva Squad, myself, Ange. And we got Rachel and Miss T on the side of me.
Hey,
you know
hey.
What I'm saying? We ready to get this thing popping. What's good, ladies?
Hey, girl.
All right. How's everybody going? How's it going with everybody?
Can't complain.
Yeah.
Won't complain.
I know that's right. Listen.
You know, I'm just happy to be back.
Yes, and I apologize. We must welcome our sister Diva T back to the line. She's been there, but she hasn't been there. You know what I'm saying? So we welcome her back on the air.
Thank you.
You know, it just doesn't feel complete if we all ain't in the building. You know what
and
I'm saying?
Welcome back.
Glad to see that you're doing better.
Thank you. And
feeling better and everything.
Yeah.
And before we get started, I'd like to say that we promote an adult audience, and however, there's no profanity, and we do speak with a civil tongue. Everybody, things that are said on here is strictly everybody's opinion, which everybody's entitled to their own opinion. There's no real right or wrong. just everybody stating how they feel, and we you know, we accept that. Again, there's no right or wrong. We are not here to fix people. However, if we say some things that you can take and use, by all means, do so. But again, we thank everybody for calling in, and we thank our internet listeners and stuff as well. And we encourage our internet users to go on a line and call that number, 646-238-3838. We have a good time over here in the Love Fantasy, you know. So we encourage everybody to call and get online with us. So I would like to just give a shout-out to all the birthdays. In the month of November, I have a few that today got my brother Seth and my cousin Tat and my people's JD, my god sister Tanya. Got, you know, a lot of birthdays that are today. Tanya's was actually yesterday, but hers, I'm shouting her out today. I told her I'd give her a little birthday shout out. So I think this is Scorpio season. So shout out to Scorpio.
And I
want to
give a shout out to my boo. His was Monday. Happy birthday.
Wow. Who is that? What's his name? Winston Shakespeare?
No. Oh, no, you didn't. We just say Mr. D, okay?
That's how the divas do it, though, y'all. That's how we do it. You know, listen. However we get our groove back is how we get it. You know what I'm saying?
And you know this.
So if you ladies don't have any other announcements or anything you'd like to shout anybody out on or whatever, then we'll get started with the topics. Rachel, you good?
I am good. No announcements to make. I'm good. Let's do this, divas.
Okay. Oh, and I would like to mention that we do have Diva Mail. We do. Diva Mail is a new segment of the show as well. Which about halfway through the show, our sister Diva Rachel is going to come up with, you know, the Diva Mail, which these letters are totally, I mean, they're real actual letters that, you know, that we receive, and people, you know, there'd be some serious things going on, you know, but that'll be coming to us about halfway through the show. But our first topic of the evening is, I'm sorry, y'all. I'm trying to do a million things, you know, at one time. You know, that's how the women do.
Multitask.
We had to multitask and, you know, do a million different things at one time. But okay, our first topic is: what if your parent came home with a date or somebody they were seeing the same age as their children, or vice versa?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
All I can do is like.
She's cracking up right now. Let me tell you, I'll crack it up too. I'm cracking up.
Oh, my.
Well,
honestly, I've had that. I mean, my child was dating someone my age. I'm like, huh? What? What happened? What? You know? I mean, I was dumbfounded, but, you know, she wasn't living with me, so it doesn't matter, you know, but I let him know, you know you're old enough to be a father. You know, and it came down to the point that he couldn't deal with her because she liked to go.
Yeah.
Well, you knew this when you met her. And you were talking about a young person. You have lived your life, basically. You know, don't be getting ticked off at her because she wants to see her live her life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you the one was showering her with money and
cars
and all of this and all of that. Now you want to get upset because she's gone, but every time she went, she had her child with her.
Mm.
So why are you upset?
Mm.
Get somebody that's your age, then you don't have to worry about that.
Yeah. With a little,
you
more
know,
common
her
ground.
She can't smoke cigarettes and she can't do. She said, "Excuse me." Then he gonna call me, telling me that he didn't want her doing X, Y, Z, and I said, "Wait a minute, hold up. First off, yeah, you old enough to be a father, but you're not a father. I am her mother.
Mm-hmm.
I don't tell her what to do.
Mm.
So you definitely can't tell her what to do.
Your right,
best
right.
bet is to hook up with somebody that's your age or closer to your age.
Mm-hmm. That you have a little more in common
with. These little young girls.
Yep.
Lo and behold, he's still dealing with these little young females.
Uh-huh. Well, he gonna get what he's looking for then.
Exactly.
You understand what I'm saying?
Because
you out here trying to...
one of them, all they do is rip him off. I said, that's all they after.
Well, yeah.
Uh-huh.
And you know that.
You're gonna learn.
And you know that. He needs to start finding somebody that has a little more in common with you, you know? Now, if my child came home with somebody my age, I mean, when you get to a certain age, you basically can, I can't pick and choose for them.
Exactly.
The most I can do is give you my advice. You know, ask a few questions. Like, you know, what do y'all have in common? What do you see in this person? What does this person do for you? You know, and understand what I'm saying? So, I mean, we got to see what the intention is here. Are you with this person because they can provide for you, or they feeding you what you want, or is this the person that you actually want to be with? You understand what I'm saying? So it's like, you know, what is it that you in this for?
Right.
To be dealing with somebody that's my age.
That this person is either got kids your age or you got kids older than that person, you know?
Right. Right.
You got to look at it in a million different ways.
Right, right.
And my thing is, where is your mentality?
Right, right. How are your children going to feel about this?
Why can't you date someone of your age? You know, because I'm going to tell you, I'm going to be honest with you, there's nothing a 30-year-old can do for me. If you're not 44 plus, it's a wrap.
Might as well kick rock.
I can't do anything with you.
I hear that.
Right.
Now, what I'm going to do, date a guy that's 30, him and my son sitting back getting high, playing a weed or that ex, whatever them things is in game. I mean, you know, I'm looking for you to be calling up with me, and you sitting there kicking it with my son.
Yeah,
or either you looking at my daughter.
Swapping story.
Right. Or you looking at my daughter, you know, like, wow, she pretty, you know?
Yeah, no, I don't know. Again, it when they get to a certain age, you know, You really can't choose for them, but you just hope they use their better judgment.
Exactly.
You understand?
Exactly.
Which now, before we continue on, that goes to our next topic, which is what's the difference in wanting someone and needing someone? What's the difference?
A wanting and needing.
A wanting and a needing.
All the time, it ain't what you need. And all the time, it ain't what you want either.
You know what the crazy thing about that is? The crazy thing about that is some things that you actually need, you don't want.
Right. Well, some things that you want, you don't need.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Because everything that shine ain't gold. And every goodbye,
don't,
it ain't,
don't give
it
me the catch of the Holy Ghost up in here now.
I'm going to tell you now.
Don't give me the catch of the Holy Ghost up in here.
You better act like you know.
Listen, but you know what? In that aspect, on the want and the need situation, a lot of times what people think they actually want is not what you want. You're thinking, and not only that, they have the misconception of what they actually need. It's a misconception. Like, I thought that's what I needed. You understand what I'm saying? In all actuality, it's what I wanted. That's just what I wanted.
Right.
And a lot of times wants are just a temporary thing. You understand what I'm saying now?
And wants will end up getting you hurt.
I want him or I want her.
You know, just because that person may look like they got this or they look good, you know, oh, I want them. I need them. Why do you need them, want them? Why?
Uh-huh.
Is it the physical or
we need air. You understand what I'm saying?
I need a million dollars, but I can't get it.
All right.
Listen, but when it actually comes to love, you stepping in a whole different ball game. Because
exactly.
A lot of people really don't know what love is.
Huh.
You really don't know what love is. You know,
and even if you read Webster, you still ain't gonna really know what is the meaning of it.
Yeah, what's your true definition of love? You understand what I'm saying? Like, do you need love? Do you need love to survive? Do you need love to maintain yourself? Do you need love to carry on? You know what I'm saying? What is it? You understand? So it's just, it gets very complicated at times.
But
you
know
understand
what
I'm saying?
And
like, what is it that you love?
Honestly,
do you love a person? Do you love a material thing? You know, what is it that you do love? If you understand what love is, what is it that you love?
You know, I was just sitting here thinking, right? I really think that when I got married, I was young, right? And I think that I just wanted to have that man's last name, or just to say, he my husband, or I'm married.
You
know,
wanted that title.
It didn't work.
You wanted that title.
Exactly. And we were together like off and on 18 years. We got married. Everything just went downhill.
Wow.
So it wasn't what I needed or wanted. You know, because after I married him, I did not want him. It sounds crazy, but it's true.
Yeah,
it is. Oh, yes, definitely.
Yeah, it's like, you know, this is what I thought I wanted. I wanted it, you understand, but it ain't what I needed. It was detrimental to my health. Now I'm going crazy. Got me out here about to storm. Listen, everything is what we want is not always what we need. You know
exactly.
What I'm saying? Just because two people love each other doesn't mean they belong together.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
You know,
it's definitely a true statement.
Absolutely. All of that stuff is in the same basket to me. You know?
Yeah.
Because
I thought I was in love, but I wasn't, you know?
Yeah, we was on love.
I was in love with him 18 years because it was my high school sweetheart.
Right.
But like I say, I think once those papers came, it was just like almost total strangers.
Right.
And I'm like, wow, maybe we shouldn't have never got
Right. Maybe we should have thought this thing out. You understand? I was in a relationship.
Unfortunately, it's been so many years, a lot of times, with that person that you had no business with, come to realize that you both just could be wonderful people, but you're toxic to each other.
Right.
You know?
Right. Yeah, that's true. Like, you know what? Right now, we've grown apart. You know, our relationship has run its course.
Mm-hmm.
And now, you know, it's time for us to move on, you know?
Exactly.
It's crazy now because not everybody has that maturity.
You know,
number one. Number two, relationships are built on a public acceptance. I'm gonna say a public acceptance. Like, you know, if they don't see us like that, then it's not like that or whatever. You understand what I'm saying? I'm saying. But
you worried about what that next person they're accepting. It's
for you
and him to accept, or trying to be
like somebody else. Which I mean, you can be influenced by other relationships and, you know, like a Ruby D type of relationship and Ozzy, you know. But now it's just the relationships now are just a little crazy because it's just not built on the right thing. And I don't think people are putting enough work to make their relationships last.
Yeah.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? It's all about the material thing first. Mm. So I love it. Like sort of some sort of mystery. Let's get together first, and then hopefully love will come later.
You know, to some people, love is just a four-letter word. You're not trying to define what it really means or what it should be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so many people use it loosely. I love you.
Yeah, I love you. That's that pillow talk they got.
You know,
you love me
for what you can get, or you love me for whatever reason. But see, I've gotten to the point now, if I'm in a relationship and I see things are not working, let's part before we become enemies.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Let's remain friends.
I don't want to continue to be your best friend, but let's part before we have to hate each other.
Right, right.
You know, because that's a strong word too, hate.
Mm-hmm.
It's also a four-letter word, but, you know, hey, I try not to use that word, but if I use it, hey, you're done.
If you use it, what, hate?
Yeah. No. I say I hate, I don't care who it is. I'm done with you. It's nothing else we got to talk about, period. Don't even look at me.
Wow. Ain't no coming back from that.
Well, no,
you feel like you almost hate somebody. Then
and when you got to
that,
go ahead.
Yeah, there's no coming back from that.
No,
That's deep. That listen, that's a very strong word.
Very. I mean, you know, just like love.
To.
Love is a strong word.
Absolutely, they both are.
So you know what are you gonna do? Like I say, both words.
Yeah, but don't,
don't
tell me you love
me.
In all actuality, all you love is my doggy style. We need to go.
If you just love
if you
me
can't call
can
me
give.
During the day to say you love me, or, you know, don't say that you love me and you wait until we're, you know, in the bed to say that you love me.
And you know what, Divas, that's a whole nother
thing.
You got to
show me. Show me that you love me.
I mean, you know, like I say, that's a whole nother topic right there that can go like a million and one ways. You know.
Wow.
But, shoot.
But it's all good. Everybody just, you have to actually know it. No, that's why, listen, y'all know how I am. I take the dictionary so people can get, y'all think I'm lying. I always have a dictionary with me. Simply because we think what we think a word means doesn't always actually mean that. You understand?
Right.
That's where the misconception comes in. So
know
what you're talking about first, then know what it is you want.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Know what it is you want. But hey, that can go, that can get really, really deep.
Yes.
So, folks, again, you're on with the Diva Squad. This is it ain't Hump Day. I call it Diva Wednesday. This is Diva Wednesday. 646-200-3838 for our internet listeners. Call in and press that 1 and get in on the conversation with us. We'd like to hear you guys chime in and you guys' opinions on things. There's a few things that I've heard on the line that I've actually used for myself. Because, again, you know, people have different insights on things. So, you know, you try to see things from all aspects, good, bad, or indifferent. You try to see all avenues before the actual judgment come in. You have to see all avenues.
The good, the bad, the ugly, the whole
thing. No, please. So it's like, you know, we'd like to hear from you guys. You know, call in and press that 1. You don't have to be afraid. You don't have to tell who you are. You don't have to tell where you're from. You don't have to do any of that. Just call in. Like you said, who are you today, T? You was Beyonce one day. You was Beyonce
Look, I'm going to be Stella tonight.
All right. We got Stella on the line tonight. We got Stella on the line. She has her Winston Shakespeare somewhere in the background. Whose birthday? Happy birthday, Winston. Thanks for helping Stella get her groove back.
Yeah.
I want to be like you when I grow up, girl.
You hear me? I hope Winston ain't nowhere listening.
Look, you're going to be like, who is Winston? Now, that ain't me.
Well, tonight it is.
Oh, listen.
Look, he'll be all right, too.
He what?
He will be all right, too.
Now, listen, what choices do he have?
None.
Okay. My point exactly.
Nunca.
But again, as far as you know, with the kids coming home with somebody your age, or your parent coming home with somebody the same age as you, I mean, I think there's just too many options out there for you to come home like that. And I think you should discuss it first With the child or the parent before you pop up with somebody the same age as them. Like, listen, you know, I have somebody that's such and such age, whatever, and this is, you know, I've been seeing them or whatever, this is how it is or whatever. You know, and then maybe so that the child or the parent could feel a little more eased other than just throwing it in their face. Come on with some.
What you got to think about it, too, if they're not up under your roof or you're not up under theirs, it's nothing much you can say.
Yeah,
you know,
really,
I understand, and you know, yeah, you know, like, don't give me no surprises.
Yeah.
But, but then you know, you look at your child, you know?
Yeah.
But, Diva, just hold the line, and we're going to go to our first song.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
All right, then.
You get to pop, boy.
They saw me coming, but they didn't know what to think. They didn't think this could happen. Wasn't really sure of me. So I'll try to keep on moving. I won't trip off what they say. Keep hating on me each and every day. I gotta keep moving, yeah. I keep on praying, yeah. Gotta stay faithful, yeah. I gotta get higher, yeah.
Higher, gotta take it higher.
Higher, and it is an exclusive.
Yes, because they have a gospel album coming out, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
They have a gospel, because one of them is supposed to be on the show on Sunday.
Crossroad Temple Sunday.
Yeah, on Crossroad Temple.
All the listeners, make sure you tune in.
Tune in.
Hey, I'm fine.
At 9 p.m. on Sunday. With our boy Scribby. Welcome, Scribby, to GQ Pals Radio. He's actually doing Crossroad Temple now. That's actually, that song too is, that's like a remake. Well, it's a sample. It was an R&B song too. I forgot who sang I forgot the original artist for that song, but it's a remake. Tony, they're talented when it comes to writing and stuff like that. Very talented people.
Yeah.
Raphael Sadiq, you know. So.
Oh, that was nice, though.
Yeah, I like that. I like that.
You know, because that's one of those songs that you can mix in with R&B.
Well, see, that's a lot of contemporary gospel now. It's kind of hard to distinguish.
Yeah,
because they sample a lot of, which, you know, they say R&B is a derivative from gospel music. It started out as gospel, and then they switch it over to R&B or so forth and so on. So they do a lot of sampling and stuff like that. And, I like that old-time religion when it comes to gospel music. Mississippi Mass Choir and all kinds of stuff. Winans and Tremaine Hawkins, Edwin Hawkins singers and, you know, stuff like that.
I like it back in the day when you can hear them, them older women with them heavy heels.
Heavy voices. Period. Come on now.
Yes.
Like I said, catch the Holy Ghost up in here. But I like the old Southern gospel.
Yeah, but that was real nice though.
Yeah, no, that was
hired by Tony.
Yes. Again, folks. You are on with the Diva Squad, Love Fantasy, 646-200-3838. And tonight's topic, for those who are just chiming in, is what if your parent came home with a mate that the same age as the child, as your child, or vice versa? What if the child came home with somebody the same age as the parent? You know, how would you handle that situation? You know, how what would you do? You know.
And see, that's another thing, because I know my son. I wish I would. Even though he's miles away, I call him and tell him I'm dating a 32-year-old. He's going to be ready to come here and beat him up.
What you doing, my mom?
I mean, you know, because he has acted crazy with guys that's my age, you know, like, that's my mommy.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
But your
mommy
needs
mommy.
Some little calling and love too now.
Yeah, mommy is mommy to your boys, especially your sons. You understand?
Yeah.
Like, you know what? That's you off limits. So.
And he like that with his sister too, you know.
Yeah,
but
very protective.
And that's just that boy in him, you know.
Well, that it happens. But again, that's why I couldn't come home with somebody, you know, the same age as my son, 23 years old. Like, what I look like?
No, that's a no-no.
Here I am, could have changed your diapers when you was young.
Oh, Lord.
Exactly. I could have been your babysitter. I could have been your babysitter. You serious? You and my son went to the same daycare. I remember you. All right, forget all that. Let's go get it in. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I mean, that's just too much.
I'm sorry.
And see, now, that's that need, that's that wanting thing. I just want somebody.
Right.
To me, that would just be like you
that's
just want somebody.
That's a point, yeah. You're right, see.
And you know, we did this topic before, because at the end of the day, now that man, they're not going to look at that man crazy. If he's 45, dating a 20-year-old, but let us go out there, and we get an 18 or 20-year-old.
It's forbidden.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's forbidden.
You know that you're a sick woman.
Well, you know we live in a very sexist, chauvinistic world.
Yeah.
So y'all can sue me for whoever. Very sexist, chauvinistic. It's like a woman can't. I mean, there is a lot of things that are a man can do like that a woman can't. But, you know, the possibilities are endless when it comes to certain things. Don't just count us out because we're women.
Exactly.
You understand what I'm saying? We need y'all to lift heavy boxes and packages and all kinds of stuff like that. But, you know.
But, you know, sometimes you look at it too, like, nowadays, some of the younger people, men and women, young ladies and gentlemen, are more mature than our people that's your age.
Mm-hmm.
But you're still not going to justify me that I want you.
Right, right.
Well, what I'm going to do, drop you off at school?
Take them school shopping. I'm about to take my boo school shopping.
Wow. All right, Divas, we have our first caller. First caller on the line.
All right, there.
Welcome to Love Fantasy. Shaw, are you there? Shaw?
Yes, I'm here. Hello, ladies.
Good evening, Shaw. Welcome to Love Fantasy with the Diva Squad. What's good?
What's going on? I'll just tell you how it. You know what's funny?
What?
I have a family member that actually been in that same situation just about 2 or 3 weeks ago.
Wow.
Want to hear the story?
Yes.
Sure.
Here you go.
Now, this female is 30 years younger than him.
Whoa.
They've been together.
That's a lot of numbers in between.
Listen, they've been together for, I'm going to say, over about 10 years now.
Wow. Okay.
Now, listen to the story. My family member, he's the type, he's an older guy. He likes to go out and party and everything. And she was right by his side. Standing there, she knew the whole family and everything. Everything was good. Everything was great. My uncle fell downhill. She don't want to be with him no more.
Wow.
Because he don't have the money. So my thing is, it's bad in a situation. Because sometimes when you're dealing with a younger person, depending on those numbers and how you attract them,
yep.
You know, so now she done got used to the money and everything.
Yep.
You understand?
Now she's spoiled
for
that.
I know for a fact he's going to get back on his feet. And the question is, when he get back on his feet, will he go back with her?
I was going to say, will he accept her? He shouldn't.
Yeah.
You know, because at the end of the day, it's just letting you know, yeah, I was there for 10 plus years. But I was only after one thing. You were basically taking care of me.
He kept her pacified, yeah.
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 He kept her pacified.
And once
that ran out, now she's like, oh, why am I here? You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
I mean, it's an unfortunate situation for your uncle or whoever the person is or whatever that, his hopes were a little different than hers. But you gotta know these things. You gotta pay attention, keep your eye on things. He's definitely gonna get back on his feet. I know that for a fact. But my thing is, that was a want and a need for her.
She needed that money, and she wanted the money.
She wanted that money. She didn't need the situation, though. What she needed to do was get her ass a job. That's what she needed to do. Run out there and get your job. I mean,
I
sure everybody
no
likes to come up, but you don't want that karma using people.
They didn't make no kids together, did they?
No, they don't got no kids.
Okay.
And that's the bad thing because he was with her during her, she got kids. But one of her kids is disabled and in a wheelchair, he was there with all that. So my thing is, it's bad how people treat people. You understand? Because you don't see the things that were done for you back then.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Yeah.
You're worrying about what's going on now, what's being done for you now. You're thinking about the person who did the stuff for you back then.
You don't want that karma.
But when he get back on his feet, he ought to act like she never existed. That would kill her more than anything. You know, because right now she out there playing somebody else.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. See, she's going to keep going.
But it'd be she played us both.
The bad thing is, for her, she's never going to find what she's really looking for. Simply because of her motive. Her motive is bad. So you're going to keep going from pillar to post to keep looking for something that you want. But you don't need none of that because it's not really completing you. She has to find herself somewhere.
But unless it come back on her, somebody gonna dog her out like that.
And that's what happened. Like I said, karma is a mug and always plays her position.
No, I don't got nothing. Getting big, whether she's chunky and everything, and you know, I always thought she was like a, but you know, she cool. She loves
everybody's eyesight is different, and love. You know, listen, it's somebody for everybody.
That's my thing. If you like it, I love it, honey. If that's what you, if that's what makes you happy.
But I'm saying, you know, for you to act like you such and such and you not, it's a bad thing. Because, like you said, what goes around comes around.
Yep. That's some false flaggers. That's what they're called. You're a false flagger. Because now, just like the Chinese man, true story, he sued his wife for her having an ugly baby. Now, he won. You know why? Because she had some plastic surgery done, and she pretended, you know, she never told him that she's had, you know, plastic surgery and all of that stuff. So she was pretty to him, you know what I'm saying? He married her and all that stuff. They had a baby. The baby was ugly. He sued her and won.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Well, wait a minute.
Talk about crazy stories.
I can't sue nobody because not
dead,
both of my kids.
The baby was ugly.
Me, listen, both of my babies, both of my kids, are beautiful to me.
That was a while ago. I saw that, but when I read that story, oh my God! I said, "Are you serious?" Yeah, he sued her and he won because their baby was ugly because she came to him with false pretenses. You know,
well,
you had plastic surgery, you was pretty, but that's not your original self.
I wonder if he still deal with the baby, because that baby ain't got nothing to do with it. You know?
Who knows?
Hey, we need to do a follow-up on that.
OMG. That right there, when I read that, I was like, are you serious? Really? Oh, my God. Like, really? Because they had an ugly baby. He called the baby ugly. And he was like, wait a minute. You looking like this, and I'm looking like this. Why the baby look like that?
And he might have thought that it was somebody else's.
Exactly.
Of course.
Exactly. I mean, you know, they say all black people look alike, but I say all Chinese people look alike. Yeah.
All of them look alike.
Hard to tell apart. I'm sorry.
And you do too. I mean, let's not start talking about who look alike. As far as I'm concerned, all Caucasians look alike with that ski jump.
That's what I was thinking about. That's what I was thinking. They all look alike. I don't know who.
They
want to
talk about the blacks having the thick lips and the nappy hair.
Yeah, we got big lips. Guess what? Everybody trying to pump theirs up, pumping their lips up, their butts up. I don't understand, you know, where the hate comes in so much. Now you're trying to be that way. I don't get it. You know, listen, we all, at the end of the day, we can peel each other's skin off and all our blood is red.
You better believe it.
And I definitely don't pump no Kool-Aid. I don't know what it is. Yeah.
My heart don't pump none either.
But listen, we ain't going to even get to touch that situation because you already know with the racial tension that's going on now, that could take up a whole week or so. You know what I mean?
I need a couple
that
weeks.
That could be a whole week, you understand?
A whole month.
Oh, please. You know, shout out to the new mayor. New York has a new mayor. And,
Did y'all vote?
I voted.
What you think about the new mayor?
I knew Big Boy was going to get governor of Jersey, so I ain't even go out there.
Oh, yeah, Chris Christie, he got governor. He won, didn't he?
Yeah. By a big margin.
He swept that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Then talk about he going to run for president in 2016.
Oh, wow.
That's what him say.
Well, listen, with the potentials we have, it really don't make no difference.
No, because we know Obama can't get back up in there.
Yeah, Listen, it is what it is. It don't matter who wins. I still got to go to work. I still got to work.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? I still have to work. Might have to pay a little more or a little less, but that's just how the government works.
Yeah.
As long as you don't come out your face and try to racially genderly profile me, we good money.
Mm-hmm.
I see you at the time clock. So I see you at the time clock. That's it's really nothing we could do.
So Shy, I want to ask you something, because this is with the second topic. Are you still there?
I'm still here. You can hear me?
Okay. Do you, with that being a family member, do you think that was a want or need that he wanted?
I think it was a want that turned it into a need.
Oh, okay. Okay.
That's exactly what it sounded like. He ended up possessing her. He ended up possessing her, so at that time he thought he needed her. You know what I'm saying? In all actuality, he didn't. She needed him. She needed him because of her wants.
Yeah.
Of her wants, she needed him because he was providing that for her. And then once it wasn't there no more, then that's it. That could be for sexual reasons or financial reasons. Or any kind of reason, basically. Once it disappears, if that's what all that person was there for, they're going to disappear right along with it.
It's a lot of feedback in the background.
Yeah, it's like Echo TV or something.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's crazy,
what she wanted, whatever she wanted, she needed him for it.
Exactly.
She needed him for it. And like I said, that's why you have to know what you're getting into. Find out, do your little homework, do some history, you know, do some self-searching. Like, all right, what am I in this for? What do I want, you know, what do I want out of a person, you know, stuff like that.
There was no good going to come to her because she was just there for the ride. It was a piggyback ride. You know, no good is going to come to her. Like I said, karma at the end of the day, it finds its way back to haunt you. It may not be right then and there, but eventually it's going to come back to haunt
you. That background noise is so loud. I hear it. Oh, okay.
Listen,
karma always plays her position.
Oh, yeah.
She's never out of her lane. Karma's always in her position.
Karma is always a deranged lunatic.
it's not always a good thing, you know. I mean, but again, what you sow is what you reap.
Uh-huh.
So if you sowing a bad seed, you're going to reap a bad fruit.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know. And so what kind of karma are you looking for? I don't want that bad nonsense. Listen, my patience ain't long enough.
That's
not long enough for the nonsense at all, you know. You know, so again, when I say about doing homework, that's in, again, knowing you first.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
It's checking you first. Reevaluating yourself, your identity, your past relationships, hang-ups, and all of that stuff. Evaluate all that stuff. Reevaluate and make sure when you're moving forward and stuff like that, none of that stuff have you hung up.
Right,
and you were totally rid of that stuff. So
you end up into the same situation that you was in.
Yeah, you put yourself back into the same mud.
You know, because if you continuously be used by somebody, then you know that's your fault.
But yeah, you can't use people and think
that
you're gonna prosper either.
To be used and hurt. Right?
Yeah, you can't use people and think you're gonna prosper off that. That's just a no-no.
Yeah, of course.
That's not going to happen, and I don't care how people, you know, and the bad thing is everybody plays the fool sometimes. You know, everybody has that moment where they actually where people are used, you know.
Yeah.
Everybody had that moment where, like, wow, or even you felt that, just felt that way, you know, felt like you've been used. So you can either take it and grow from it, or you can let it hold you back to where you are. So,
yep.
You know.
But, in the long run, like I said, just trying to abuse and use a person and misuse them, it's going to come back on you. And when it does, it's going to hurt.
Yeah, listen, when people
you know, why is this happening to me? Why is that happening to me? You're going to have to think back like,
yeah,
okay,
what have I done to, you
I
know.
Remember when I did X, Y, Z.
Yep.
So is this my payback?
Yep.
Right.
Yep. That's what I'm telling you. You have to. You really do. Like, wow, what have I done to even deserve this? You know, sometimes, but the good suffers as well as the bad sometimes, too, you know. So you can, you know, on that note, we can go into spiritual moments. We can get really spiritual on that, but, you know, that's why you have to be mindful of how you treat people. You can't, again, don't think that you're going to use somebody and that you're actually getting over. You're actually digging yourself way under, you know, and then... That same ladder that you was going up, some people that you use gonna be on your way down.
I mean that's just like you digging a ditch for somebody and you falling into
it. You better be
digging
it too.
I just recently had that to happen to me, and that person fell right in that ditch.
Yep.
You know, don't, like they say, don't call and tell me what somebody else said. Call and tell me what you said.
Yeah. What did you say to defend me?
Why was I even a topic of it?
Yeah, what did you say to defend me? You know what I'm saying? It's crazy.
Right.
But listen.
Exactly. You know, you better ask somebody, stop trying to dig a ditch for somebody, you know, trying to hurt them and for whatever reason, because at the end of the day, you know, especially if it's falsified, you're going to fall into that hole yourself.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, again, like I said, karma, that's why the Bible also tells you that to turn the other cheek. I mean, it's hard sometimes because you just want to go ham. You really do. You just want to go ham, you know.
I mean, just
like,
you know what?
I'm going to bite this one. That's okay. There's something waiting for you. Don't worry about it. I co-signed for a car for you. You messed that up. It's all good.
But some people, you know, you just keep.
Listen, I ain't co-signing for nobody. Don't y'all take that around with it. I'm just kidding. I'm just saying, as an example, IJS. I'm just saying.
Yeah. But you can't seriously take advantage of a good thing. I'm serious, because you know, like I said, when it comes back, you're gonna wonder. You know, I was doing so good a few years ago. Now all of this is going down, this and that is happening. Where did I go wrong?
Yeah.
You remember when you was doing wrong and dirty to that person and everything? Just using them for whatever, making them think that they was all of this and all of that?
Yeah. Well, see, I know this person is dude. Right now he's dealing with this lady. She's a lot older than him. Well, you know, maybe 10 plus years older than him. And he don't want her, but she's buying him all kinds of stuff. Laptops, flat screen TVs, money, and all kinds of stuff. So he's going to keep her pacified just so he can keep himself pacified. You know what I'm saying?
That's so wrong.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
And again, when people get that karma, right there, though, you don't want to be standing next to them when they reap that.
No. Uh-huh.
You don't want to be standing. Like, you know what? You go ahead with that.
That's like lightning hitting you 5-plus times.
You know it. It's going to blow their toes out.
Like your finger in a doggone electric plug.
Yeah, it's going to blow them toes out. But, like, really, though, how much in your life do you think you can go on using people? You can't.
You can't.
It's going to be a point where, now you're going to be wanting, something really bad and not going to be able to get it.
True.
Because you done exhausted all, your resources. You done exhausted them all. Really, though, so, you know, people really need to get it together.
And watch how you treat people. I want to treat a person the same way I want to be treated. You know, like they say, do unto others as you have them do unto you.
Absolutely.
Yep.
You know, so if I'm out here and the only reason I want to be with you or need you is what you can do and sacrifice for me,
then, you know, I'm wrong.
Yeah.
I'm wrong.
Right.
You know, but I also say that I would be wrong for accepting it, you know, or letting somebody do it to me.
Right.
That's my fault.
Right.
When you see that it's nothing there but lust or just what you can do for that person, it's time to let go.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Then you know what? Go to where somebody else is feeling that same way. If you just want sex, go buy you a hooker.
Well, go to the toy store.
Toy store.
Buy your blow-up doll.
Shout out to Expression. Shout out to Expression.
We have another caller on the line. Welcome to Love Fantasy. Rodney, are you there?
Yeah, how you doing?
Good evening. What's good, Rod?
What's good, baby? How you? How y'all doing, lady?
Good,
oh,
good. Welcome to the Love Fantasy with the Diva Squad.
Always a pleasure. Always a pleasure.
Thank you so much. You know how we get over here and get to kicking it. I don't know if you heard any of the topics or whatever.
Nah, it was good.
The first topic is, what if your child came home with somebody, a date the same age as you? Or vice versa, if your parent came home with a date the same age as a child.
Mm-hmm. Uh-uh. Got kind of stuck there, Rodney. You got kind of stuck there. That's the same thing I was saying.
This is like dangerous water right here. You understand what I'm saying? So.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to keep it 100 with you. I got to choose my words selectively at this one, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, listen, love is love. It's hard to fight love, and I'm not going to lie. But at the end of the day, as a grown man speaking, there's a respectful age that you court somebody.
Right.
And I don't feel me being an older man, me like, bringing some 18-year-old girl home with me or dating some 18-year-old girl. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If you go date somebody in that age category, be within 6-7 years I can live with. But to be a grown man, come on, yo. Your friends got kids that age, you know?
Yeah.
So how would you feel if I'm around your house and you feel like I'm looking at your daughter?
Right.
Because let me tell you, I got daughters, and I don't get down like that.
Exactly.
It's a touchy situation.
It is very touchy. Very touchy. And again, it's just, you know, like
touchy,
you said, when
man,
you get to a certain age.
He's not coming to my house. He's not coming to my house. And I'm not bringing nobody in my house like that. So I'd be damned if my daughter going to bring some old nigga up in my crib. Sorry.
I know that's right.
Mm-mm. I'm sorry, bro. It's a respect to me. If he has a parent, respect my wishes as long as one of these rules. You know what I'm saying? So
exactly.
No, that ain't cool. That ain't cool at all.
At all. Mm-hmm. Well, again, we were all saying that earlier. Like,
that
it's just, you know, I mean, when they're out on their own and living in their own, and, you know, they basically can do what they want to do.
Yeah.
The most I can give you is advice, you know, to make sure you find somebody that has some kind of common ground with you. Don't, you know,
exactly.
But if you living in the same house as me, that's just like a no-no. I'm sorry.
No. Honestly, though, I don't see, and that's another thing. Like I said, now I'm going to put yourself on the man's list. Now, this girl's out here for some reason wanting to hear what this guy's got to say. He's a predator. To me, he's a predator.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? Because she's
a
young
damn
girl.
Pedophile.
She's a young girl, yo. Come on, let's
do. Let
she's
her grow.
Girl, and all they want to hear is somebody going to take care of them, get their hair done, their nails done.
Yo, high five.
Shower them with little gifts. But let me bring something to you. At the end of that, looking for something.
Yep.
Ain't no man doing that for no reason, yo. Let me be real with you.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
So
just because
that.
They're able to do it. They're doing it because they're looking for some kind of return.
Like
and believe me, they're
going to
get it.
He's out on the boat fishing. You know me? He got her on the hook. Every time he shower her with something, he'll reel her in a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
So he's going to have her somewhere in a motel room
drugged up, whatever the case may be. Take advantage of her. Now, nobody knows about this dude. I ain't understand. You get what I'm going with this joke. So at the end of the day, no, it ain't cool. That's a predator to me. That's a predator.
Okay, would you say the woman is a predator too, Rod?
Yes, I would.
Okay.
Because at the end of the day, what makes her any different from a man?
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, hey, of course to a kid it ain't going to matter because to him, he's cool. But I mean, it's the man. You definitely look better.
Yeah.
Listen,
you got her again. Like I was saying, I have a friend, you know. The sugar mommies out there were like, I'm gonna provide you with all of this stuff, you know what I'm saying? But when I say I want it, I'm gonna want it by any means necessary. He don't want that at that time. You done bought him this stuff. Now he don't even want to deal with you. You know what I'm saying? So now what she does is threatens him. She uses it against him. Now he got to feel like he got to dance to her music simply because of the material things that she's provided him.
Yeah, I've walked that life, and I've been in a situation like that. And I'm real talk, yo, it ain't fun. It ain't cute. At the time when it was going down, I was a young buck, man. I look at it right now, and I say, man, these brothers have no ideas. These girls are getting fed up, too, though.
Yeah.
They don't realize these girls are starting to stalk just as well as these brothers is. And you know what? These girls is real nowadays, man. They starting to do brothers like brothers is doing them.
And that means a lot more of that. Yep.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? And I ain't just talking in the bedroom and stuff like that. These, you got some ruthless chicks out there.
You're right about that.
And it's not a game no more, man. This is not a game.
I know that's right.
Because at the end of the day, you playing with somebody's heart, you know, and then when that person, man or woman, don't want to buy you XYZ anymore, then what are you going to do? You're going to knock them off or just walk away?
Mm-mm.
You know? And that could be detrimental to somebody that's very weak.
It'll make people go postal, snap on somebody.
It will.
I'm gonna go burn their house down. A woman becomes more of a stalker than a man. A woman goes through measures.
Right.
Measures to find something. You hurt me.
A woman wants to hurt anything that she thinks is going to hurt a man, so she don't care. Now, if you married or you got another significant other, it don't even got to be your wife. What if she hurt somebody like them who don't even know what the hell you was doing? You understand what I'm saying?
Right. That's what happens.
You playing with two people's lives, bro.
Exactly.
That's crazy. But it gets very, that way, that's like I said, you got to know what you're getting into. Know what you're getting yourself into.
Crazy,
and if it's an big age gap like that, y'all better be on some kind of common ground.
It's a problem. Honestly, I feel like it's a problem anyway. If you're 50 plus and you're dating or dealing with somebody 30 or lower, then you got some mental problems.
You
got some self issues too.
Because you're letting me know
you can't do any better. Honestly, at the end of the day, you can't do any better. You need somebody that you think you're going to be able to control. But at the end of the day, they're going to end up controlling you.
That's why they buy things, you see.
Yeah.
That's why they throw them the gifts of getting their little nails done and their hair did and all of that crazy little stuff, and they love that little ghetto stuff. You understand what I'm saying? Because that's what they live for. But what they don't get, at the end of the day, just as well as they're looking for something, he's looking for something. And if he don't get it,
thank you.
How are you going to stop that man from overpowering you and dropping you in a ditch?
You can't.
And how is anybody
exactly
going to know, because you were so busy keeping him a secret, never want nobody to know nothing. And your little dumb friend. And your little dumb friends who know about it, they look all stupid when you disappear. So at the end of the day, who's there for you? Your family. So if they're telling you something, I'm not saying that every family member is right, but there's red flags all over the place.
Yeah.
Like, come on, yo.
Well, I just think they should give the younger person time to grow and see exactly what it is. Find out exactly what love is. And that, again, leads to our second topic. What do you need and what is it that you want?
Or is it easier to need and want?
I don't know. Let's turn the TV off and see how they maintain them. let's shut everything down and let's see how they maintain them. You know, because it's a fashion thing. It's a fashion thing. Everybody wants to be glittering, glamorous.
Yeah, that's right. It's all about the appearance in public, again, satisfying the public.
Hey, yo, come on, man. I'm a grown man, yo. I understand that and everything, and I understand the sneaker game, and I really do, but who, as a grown man, is going to stand online to pay $350 for a pair of sneakers? I don't care how much money you got.
I agree.
Superstar or not, I'm just saying, you a grown man. You talking about grown man status, and you stand online for some sneakers?
That's a problem, too.
The real grown man would have had him delivered to his house.
You're absolutely right about that.
But you got so many that do it.
Ain't no grown man going to stand online for no $300. Ain't no grown man going to walk with their pants sagging off their butt.
There you go.
Absolutely not. That's crazy.
Or waiting for the next Xbox game.
They be fighting over them. You kidding?
Yes.
They fight over that. I mean, that's like one of the biggest businesses out there right now.
And like I said, who does that? Come on.
A little boy.
You know what that is? That's about empowerment. That's about empowerment. Just to say that I was one of the first ones to have that. Oh, I did this. Oh, I got that. Oh, I got that. You know what I'm saying? To try to build your status. But you really look like a fool.
You're really looking
like a fool. Just because you want to say, that this is my status. Like, you know, I just have a problem with that anyway. Look at such and such. What they got. So?
It's real funny, yo. It's real funny. But at the end of the day, people are going to do what people allow them to do, man. So if you don't respect yourself, ain't nobody else going to respect you. Straight up and down. And the only way you're going to get respect is if you demand respect nowadays.
That's true.
Get somebody to respect you nowadays because it's a different breed out there. They're not opening doors no more, ladies. They're not opening your door no more, ladies. So you know what? If you want your respect, demand your respect. You want that nigga to open the door? Tell him. Tell him. Hey, no, this ain't the easy street here. Be a man.
And that's the problem is
surrendering too easy.
Surrendering too easy because of something that you want and don't actually need. You know, you need that Hermes bag. You need that.
You know what though?
Go get you a knockoff.
At the end of the day, that's the younger generation though.
But you know what the sad thing is? They're supposed to be the next generation to run our country.
Yeah, but you know what? Sorry to say, there's only a few good men out there nowadays. You know what I'm saying? So that goes for women,
so
too.
Right.
At the end of the day, yo, like I say, everybody sit here and say men and women is different. They ain't different in no different way. And I tell you right now, just as well as a man can run this country, a woman can run it, too. With anybody, as long as they got the right thing in mind. And at the end of the day, if you ain't got yourself in mind, everybody else.
Yeah,
absolutely. Listen,
y'all always say that though. Y'all always say that. Love thyself. That's what y'all ladies always say.
You gotta love yourself. You have to know yourself. You gotta know and actually be in tune with yourself. You have to You gotta be aligned with yourself. When you look in the mirror, are you happy with what you see? You ask yourself that. Am I happy with what I see? Am I happy with how? You have to create your happiness.
They don't have happiness. That's why they're having all the hate out there. And why everybody always jealous of what somebody else is doing because they're not happy with themselves.
Oh, I should have this. Or I should. Guess what? You can have it. Go out there and get it. And you don't have to use nobody else to get it.
Exactly.
You just got to work a little harder. That's all.
Stay in your lane. Stay in your lane.
Man, listen. But we are at the middle of our show, and we do have another segment of our show. It's called Diva Mail. So we want everybody to hold the lines, stay on the internet, and we're going to turn it over to Rachel so she can get into our Diva Mail. Like I said, these letters get deep, and they are real letters. So just listen up. Let's go, Rachel.
All right. Are y'all ready? Where's my drum roll?
Oh, we got an atomic bomb.
Yes, we dropped bombs.
We have now entered the portion of our show where we have our Diva Mail. Okay. Dear Divas, I have a friend who's been dating a female for 6 months. However, it's been said, passed around the street, and even confirmed that this female has an STD. But this female has not told my friend. My question is, would you confront a friend if you knew that they were dating someone with an STD?
Whoa.
What kind of friend is this you're talking? We talk about this somebody you grew up with, right?
Yeah, something sort of like a problem, most likely. If you call this person a friend, this ain't somebody you just met.
Right, y'all friends like that, if anybody I know, if you will, and I hear something like that, and I hear something about somebody you messing with, I'm a friend. If I tell you something to hurt you, I guess that meant that I love you. Because at the end of the day, ain't nobody else going to tell you the truth.
Exactly.
So I would feel like you playing Russian roulette with my man. He comes over my house using my bathroom and stuff. Yeah, I got to let him know.
I definitely agree with you on that one.
Get to the credit. We could definitely clap that one up.
I
definitely agree with you on that one because there ain't no question about it.
Then my kids are around too. Yeah, I would have to tell them.
If you choose to stay there, then I got
to cut you loose.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's why I said, if you don't believe me, it's all good. You're going to see you.
That's a crazy situation. But it's real. You know what I'm saying?
Somebody's life right now.
Yeah.
Right. And what if you got somebody else and they clean and next thing you know, it's just spreading like wildfire? Nah, this is crazy. Tell them.
Right.
That's like somebody
having HIV and not telling you.
She knows she got it.
Exactly.
She said it. It's not a lie.
Yep.
She's lying right now. She's about to infect somebody, yo. And I don't know what she got. That's not fair.
No, it's not fair. It's not fair.
I agree 100% with you.
It's not fair. So I'm hoping, like, in that situation that they are, if he feels the need to still be with her because of the person that she is or whatever, that he's practicing safe sex because it's, you know.
He better wrap it up.
Let's be real, though.
That
don't help.
He should have a choice in this. At the end of the day, how safe is sex, period? Let's be real.
Yeah.
You know? So he should have a say in what he's about to do with his life, yo. And I think she should tell him. And whether she needs a friend or not, I mean, it is what it is. At least it's not on your conscience.
Exactly. Yeah. No, release that. You definitely got to release that.
Yeah. And that's her friend, though. So that means she's around him.
Huh.
You drinking out of the same glass type stuff. You know, come on, yo. I'm sorry. That's not right.
Yeah, I think it's wrong too. So, I mean, that's a hard pill to swallow.
Oh yeah. But I would know it's not hard because, like I said, at the end of the day, I'm gonna tell you, it's up to you to make the choice whether you're gonna stay, leave me, or whatever. But if you don't, hey, I'll speak to you. But as far as us, like, being close like we were, I can't do it. I can't do it.
If you're not trusting my judgment as a friend.
Right.
You know, and this is, you know, not a gossip thing or whatever. This is, you know, something, it's said that she stated it, so, you know, a lot of times the person that's closest to you is always the last to know anyway. You know, that's like
true.
A child going out getting pregnant. The mother's always the last person to know.
Yeah. From the sounds of the email, though, on the real, on something real, though, from the sounds of the email, that could sound like it's somebody in her family, too. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That sounds like that could be a cousin or something that's some relation to her. And just think about it. You want him to be known like that?
Yeah.
Life, you don't know what she got. If she got an STD, she got an STD. There's a lot of STDs out there that just look that like ugly.
I don't want none of them. I don't care what it is.
I got to tell that.
Listen,
I mean, you know, because actually, I know that this young girl, she kept getting chlamydia. And the doctors had told her, you may not ever be able to bear kids. She did bear a kid, but this kid was so messed up.
Oh.
It ended up weighing only 1 pound, 11 ounces. And the baby ended up dying at the age of 2.
Corroded.
Wow.
Yeah, it could blind kids and everything. You know?
Exactly. The bottom down there, that baggie was a corroded. That's what. it just had ate, like, I guess, like the eggs and just her ovaries and everything. It was just shot.
It was nasty from the get-go.
Exactly. Exactly. But you still out here spreading your legs to any and everybody.
And
lady,
this is why, this is why I be telling women, listen, are you with a dude? And he claim he ain't got no condom. You carry your own. You make sure you got that backup in your pocket. Now, you know what I'm saying? If you want to get it in that moment, you make sure you have your own. Listen, I don't care. Yeah, I can't use it. I can't put it on, but you can. I got a backup plan for you.
They are free. They are free. All day.
Oh, I don't like the feeling of them. What? The condom is almost, you can almost disintegrate in your hands. It's so thick.
No, what about this one, though? What about this one? I'm on birth control. So what does that mean?
Right.
To fill me. That's not protect you from what you guys might have. I'm on birth control, please. You know,
I ain't been with nobody else. Yeah, okay.
All these stores that stay open 24 hours, and you go in there to get you a pack of Dutch Masters, or you go get a pack of bogeys, or a beer, or whatever, they shit right there.
They all right there.
You ain't ashamed to buy that, but you ashamed to buy some rubbers and let niggas know you have to get some good gouda.
Exactly.
At the end of the day, respect yourself. I don't care what she tell you.
In a nutshell, respect yourself. You gotta be in line with yourself.
You can spend $10 on a pack of Newport, $2.50 on a Dutch, but you can't spend $2.99 on a pack of rubbers to protect your life.
Go to the clinic and get it. They're free.
Yeah, go on and get that.
How many of these cats in the hood going to the clinic like that? Let's be real.
Yeah, they're going to the bodegas, though.
They're going to the bodegas to get their brew or to get their beer or their liquor, whatever they're drinking, and they're sitting right there. Come on, they're everywhere. They're sitting right there. You can spend all that money on all that, but you won't spend $2.99 to protect yourself?
Exactly. You shouldn't take a clinic.
You shouldn't take a clinic to give you free one.
Yeah, but you're right. But it is available, though, so don't act like, because even if you don't have the $3, go to that clinic, like, can I get some condoms, please? You understand?
Yeah, exactly.
You know what? They had a first night out here where I live at, right? And they had this clinic there, and they were giving out condoms. So these young boys, they had condoms, and they was like, oh, look at these little small things. And I was like, y'all nuts don't even hang. You talking about a small condom? Oh, you talk about Magnum. You probably don't even know how to put it on.
It's sagging so bad they mess around and lose it up in the female.
Oh my God! It'd be a fell off. You gotta take the condom out because your little pee pee couldn't fit in. My dude, all you need is one of the fingers off a pair of latex gloves. Shut up.
Hey.
Shut up.
That's just the ego thing, see?
That's exactly what it is.
Listen to me. I don't care what nobody says. I'm a man, yo. I've been down that road. It ain't about no feeling, my dude. Let me tell you something. When that rock about to take off, it feels the same. Let me tell you. But you want to know something? I'm a lot more relaxed than I know we got a hat on. You understand what I'm saying?
That's going to make it even better.
That's a young kid myth. I'm telling you right now, that's a young kid myth. ain't nothing but a young kid myth. Don't believe the hype.
Yeah, we know that. Magnum. I need a Magnum. Listen.
That's the Mac talk for the girl. It just don't feel the same. Her dumb ass will say, okay.
Okay.
I want to know, baby, you don't have to put it
on. You either stuck with a disease or you stuck with a baby.
Yeah, you know I love you. You know I'm going to be with you.
Either way, sometime can be a lifetime thing with the disease.
Yeah, either way, some kind of life-altering decision that you just made.
Exactly.
Just for
10 or 15 minutes of fame. It ain't no joke no more.
Yeah, like Rob was saying, it's an ego thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, he might think it might make him think he's too small or something. Like, you should have bought the smaller size to make yourself look bigger, fool.
But you know what? It baffles me. Like, sometimes I'd just be sitting here in my window, listening to these kids coming from junior high. Man, that chick gave me some head and I busted it. What? I mean, we're talking about 13, 14-year-olds.
Little kids, the youngest.
Yes.
Youngest.
You want to know what's so funny? That's an ego thing once again. They all around their little boys. They got to try to sound big. So let's go get this girl and show me this little girl that you did all of this to. You feel what I'm saying at the end of the
crush their ego.
Your boys. And if you talk, if you kissing and tell, you really ain't doing nothing, son.
Exactly. I mean, you got five little boys walking down the street talking about what they did to this one girl.
That's that locker talk, just like that pillow talk.
That's the locker talk.
Oh, what you done did? You know what? You ain't even had a wet dream yet. Shut up. You don't even know what it's like. You don't even know what it feels like to have an orgasm. Shut up. Little ass. And that's what you want to tell. Shut your little ass out. Get home and read a book, god dang it. Go pick up a book or something. Shut up. You don't even know what it feels like. Whatever. That's why you see so many empty condom wrappers out in the street, because that's them little boys walking down the street playing with them.
Blowing them up
like balloons and stuff. Open it up and let me see what this feel like. Come on. It ain't because somebody was doing the damn thing out there in the street, because them little shits was walking around with them, playing with them.
Instead of doing what they supposed to be doing. They ain't got no business wearing them, period.
Exactly. Like Ron said earlier, let's turn the TV off and see how much they really know. Let's go. Turn the TV off and see what they really know.
Come on.
Or matter of fact, what's 90 plus 10?
Yeah.
Well, who knows?
Let's go. Let's solve this equation real quick. Let's see how good people are with numbers.
First of all,
numbers instead of the
school. First of all, you got to get them to the school. That's the first thing. Talking about solving equation. First of all, the equation should be trying to get their little black asses in school.
The equation is at 5:30 you get up, and then it's going to take you 45 minutes to get ready, eat breakfast, and all of that. What time does your bus come?
Listen, I ain't even washing the little pee-pee off.
Get them eyeballs out. Brush your teeth. Let's go.
School is a social thing, and that's why those kids.
It is.
Yeah, to see who got the latest fashion on.
Yeah, I got Jordans on this week.
Yep.
I waited online 2 hours and 15 minutes. Jeez, you know, I paid $350. No, you didn't. Your dumbass parents did.
Yep.
Where do you work at? Unless you on the block somewhere, where you working at? You ain't working.
Yeah, but you know, Rod, some of these kids around here want these little wannabe Bloods and Crips, 13, 14. You know, it's sad. but you fault the parent as well.
Yep.
You know, because why are you letting your kid be out here 2 and 3 o'clock in the morning on a school night?
Right.
Yeah,
when the street light come on, they should be in the house already.
We had to be in.
Well, let's half of them that's on that street corner ain't going to school anyway, though.
Well,
and see, that's the
thing. I hate to say that like that, but, I mean, at the end of the day, most of the ones that's out on that block at 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock in the morning, if they going to school, they ain't doing too gravy. They just there for the social night. Let's be real. I mean, and they be talented kids. Could play on the basketball team with no problem. But no, they rather go back home and stand on the street corner. They don't exert themselves to nothing. And I mean, they be talented. Their first thing is, oh, I don't like the coach. What the coach got to do with your skills?
Yeah. Yeah, you deal with the coach later. I always tell my sons that, listen, you're going to hear that. There's going to be plenty of times somebody's going to say something to you you don't like. You have to bite that for the moment. Don't worry about that. It's just the position that they're in. This is what happens. Don't worry about it. You're going to have coaches that's going to yell, scream, holler, and do all that. Relax. You know, just continue to do you. Don't take it out on the ball on the court or something, whatever you do, the field, whatever sport you play or whatever it is you're doing, take it out on that. You know what I'm saying? Just apply yourself, you know what I'm saying, a little harder. Get your frustration out. Like, all right, I'm going hard out here.
You know, I drive past the park every day when I go to work and when I come home, and I see the boys out there, and I see so much talent out there, and it's so sad because every time I get a chance to get in one of their ears and I talk to them a little bit, the first thing they want to say is, oh, I can't stand this. And I say, yo, my man, pump your brakes for a minute. Let me ask you a question. Right now, where you at? You waiting for everybody to come home from school to hang out with you.
Right.
I've been watching this kid, and I mean, I've been watching this kid for about 2 years. And I'm going to tell you right now, he is a talented kid, but his head is so
misguided.
He think the street life is all that, yo. And he's so young. And I feel so bad for the kid, you know what I'm saying? Every chance I get, I pull him to himself and I said, look, man, I said, you can get in school. You still got a shot, dog. Don't be like the other.
That's like where I'm from, the park out there. You don't even see people playing basketball in it anymore. You see people sitting there smoking weed, drinking, and doing whatever it is they do, but what's intended for. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, y'all go build your own nest for that. Don't take what's, you know, intended for the good and make it bad. That's crazy. Y'all sitting in the basketball park. Y'all can't even play basketball. Y'all just sit here.
That's why the lights don't be on the parks for these kids to play ball no more. Because they want to hang out there, smoke their weed, drink their beers, start fighting, shooting, stabbing, all this crazy stuff. And then who gets hurt? The ones that really needed that park and want to play at that park don't even want to go there because they don't want to get caught up in it.
Right. Mm. Look at that kid that just dropped dead that played for, I think, Newark. He lives in Newark or something. They were just playing basketball.
Yeah, I heard about
I think it was Sunday, and he just dropped dead.
Yep.
Fainted, passed out, and he died.
Mm-mm-mm.
A teenager.
Dad.
You know, and if this kid plays ball for, football for, I think it's Newark High or something up that way.
I heard something.
It's sad.
Wow.
And, you know, I'm no one to judge anybody, yo. But at the end of the day, I see a lot with these kids, man, and it starts at home, like you say, but some of these kids ain't got no home.
They don't have it.
That's the people, like, out in the street that have something, they don't understand that. They don't see that this kid don't have a Christmas like I give my kids a Christmas. You understand what I'm saying? This kid don't know where he getting his next meal from.
Yep.
That's so very true.
You got people judging this little cat, so that's even making him feel like, yo, I'm worthless anyway. So shit.
Exactly, I'm not worthy.
I'm gonna live this life. You feel me?
Why even try to apply myself?
Right. And
you know,
then
they don't have somebody just to give them a hug or to ask them if they're all right or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like you said, to give them something, make sure they eat at the end of the night or whatever.
The sad thing is that he's the youngest, and he hangs out with older cats. And I know that none of them niggas will tell him that, yo. And it's so sad because I think that's all he want to hear. And they just want somebody to push him. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they want that.
Sometimes I think they tell him to stay away from me. You understand what I'm saying? Because every time he see me, he wave at me. And then when he be around that little crowd, he be kind of leery when he throw his hand up, you know? So I always wave at him and let him know I see him. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
He's such a good kid, yo.
Yeah.
And that's the saddest part about it.
When he's not around him, he's the most respectful kid you want to know. But
see?
Listen, don't get it twisted. I done crept up on him and hurt his mouth. But I know that's because he's with them. And they gas him to be like that. You understand what
yeah.
I'm saying?
Yeah.
Instead of him being a leader, he's a follower.
Yeah, yo. And that's, I think the reason he's
but again, like you said, he didn't have anybody to tell him.
He
had nobody to tell him. Like,
he
listen, that's a no-no. That's a no-no. You know, we can't say what the kids won't do when you're not around, but once you tell them, you've done your job. You know what I'm saying? You've done what was necessary. And trust me, you tell them enough, it's going to sink in. And when they're not around, you're going to be like, nah, my peoples are not hearing that. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not even going there. I'm going to holler at y'all later.
It'll carry. You got to stay in their ear.
Got to stay in their ear. And that makes a world of difference. Because now they know that somebody cares. But, you know, that's like my son in school the other day. He said, this kid was getting on his nerves because he keep calling him and some other kids a thot. I said, what is a thot? He said, I don't know. I said, well, don't be offended. You understand? Because you don't even really know what that is. You know what I'm saying? Now, you got to look at the kid where it's coming from. He probably got so much negativity and stuff going on. Just know that it's a bad word. It's not a good word. But you know you're not that. Just know that you're not that. So I had to actually teach him, like, I didn't tell him exactly what it is. I don't know if y'all know what it is. A thought is that hole over there. That's what it stands for.
Oh.
The what? That hole over there.
Wow.
Like, listen, that is so not you. This corny, and the kid probably got so much negativity going on in his life. That's all he's ever be. So I said, the next time he tell you that, you tell him to explain what it is.
But you know
explain,
what?
Explain
he
to me what that is. He probably don't even know. He's heard
somebody
else say that.
That.
Yeah.
He got
siblings at home that use that and all that. Come on. That is so corny. I said, trust me, Si, you ain't got nothing to worry about. That's not even you. So don't even worry about that. Yeah, so I said, listen, if he could say what he want to say, you smile at him and keep it working, because that burns a person up. When they sitting there rah-rah and you laugh at them and walk away, that'll burn a person up. Now, if he puts his hands on you or try to touch you or something, you have the right to defend yourself by any means necessary.
And
we'll work that out later.
As a father with kids, too, I say it like this, too, though. See, a lot of kids that do things like that, they see the kind of backing and the kind of family life that he has, and they're jealous of things like
that.
I notice with my daughters, people always say little slick things to them, and you know, they kind of, and I tell my daughters all the time, it's not that they don't like you. They just want what you have. They want their parents or their father or their mother to spend the time that you get spent with your family.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So what you're going to realize in this day and time, you want to get a Facebook, this is called responsibility. You got to realize when people see you putting nice pictures up of your family doing things all together, people get jealous of that, yo.
They hate the real
Let me tell you something. Jealousy is an ugly, ugly thing.
Yeah, it is.
Because it'll force people to lie about something or try to take something or try to destroy something that somebody else has. It's ugly. So, you know, but again, like you said, you got to know what you have, embrace what you have, and don't worry about what nobody else say, because there's always going to be haters out there. That's just their job to hate. That's their job. That's their job is to hate. Don't worry about it. You're going to be all right.
Yeah. I hope your email do tell a friend that, you know, what's good, though, on the real, not to get away from that.
He need to walk away.
Yeah, gracefully, you know what I'm saying?
Because at the end of the day, he's going to, they're going to end up breaking up, and he's going to end up spreading it to somebody. She's going to go out there with somebody else, and it's just going to be a worldwide spread.
ongoing thing.
Bow out gracefully. You understand? Go to the clinic.
Yeah.
Checked out. Just bow out.
Don't be scared to go to the clinic.
What's done is done. If you got it and you hit that, I'm being real with you. If you got it, you got it, son. So you might as well go face the fact and go to the clinic. And if you ain't, pray to God and move on and be safe with what you do in life. But leave that alone.
It, like, disappear. Do a DPA. Disappearing act.
She's
at a DPA.
She running with something. And she knows she running with something. And she sleeping with you still? Come on, man. She care about you.
Yeah, that's real selfish. I guess she feels that condoms or something have blocked that, but.
Why? Why? She's sleeping with this dude, though. She's sleeping with him knowing she got this, and she ain't telling him to protect herself
right.
or nothing.
Right.
So there's no respect to this girl at all. Even if she didn't tell him, she should make him protect herself.
Yeah.
And as a woman, you should know your body and know when something ain't right, and you shouldn't be trying to sleep with him at them times.
That's just grimy. It's grimy all the way down the board. You know, and if she's been to the doctor.
Who else is she doing it to, though? Who else is she doing that to? Or who else did she do it to?
You know, some people just have that people have that selfish attitude. Well, if I got it, I'm going to give it to somebody else. Right? But you know what? The sad thing is a lot of times people don't even know they be having something. Because they don't go to the doctor until it's too late. Until it's after the fact.
Hey, well, maybe this Obamacare is going to help him out.
I would think that a woman would know quicker than a man, though. If her butt get the dripping and all of that, yeah, she knows something anyway.
Even with a man, she likes it too. And just, y'all sensitive and we sensitive too. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Men know when something ain't right. You take a pee and something ain't right, something hurting you or something like that.
Exactly.
Something ain't right. Something ain't right, dog. You need to get to a doctor.
Yep.
But look how fast that HPV is spreading. Men don't have symptoms, but they're passing it from woman to woman. That HPV causes cervical cancer. It's a shame. It's a shame.
Yep. And definitely gotta stay checked. And we got to teach our children about the significance of those things. You know what I'm saying? Rachel, he's been spreading what?
Just as well as you man and woman having sex, and you woman and woman having sex, and man having sex, whatever your preference may be, you still have to protect yourself regardless.
Absolutely.
At the end of the day, you're definitely right.
For anyone. You are in charge of your own life, you know? And if you want to be out there jeopardizing your life, know what you're doing. There's no excuse for anybody because they know how to get on all of these social networks and Vine and Instagram and everything else. Google that. You need to Google your health. And the real. And see what it's really about. Because at the end of the day, it's all good you know how to upload pictures and everything, but you know what's going on in your body.
Right. And a lot of people do not.
You know your password to sign on, though. You know what I'm saying? Come on.
Absolutely. Well, again, because the focus is different nowadays. With this, like you said, the generation now, people's focuses are different. Their goals. That nobody has goals anymore. It's just the only goal they have is like
fashion.
Getting the latest Jordans. Which number Jordan you getting? 6, 7, 8, or 12? Whatever. Their goals are totally different. Nobody's set nothing to go nowhere. Like whatever.
They don't want to go nowhere. They feel like they got everything right in the palm of their hand when they're sitting there with their laptops and their phones. That's all they think about.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't think about going nowhere.
I got an iPhone. I can do this. I can do that.
Hey,
you know what? And I thank God that my especially my baby now, my older two are fine, but my son who's 11, he's so not into the newest, the latest stuff and stuff like that. That's not to downplay anything that he has. You know, but he's not that necessary kid. Like, I ain't gonna be able to go to school because I don't have Jordans on. Listen, some days he'll go to school looking like a Jamaican American with all different kind of colors on and all that stuff, and it don't bother him. nobody really bothers him with it. You know what I'm saying? Simply because that's him. This is what makes him comfortable. This is, if that's what he wants to wear to school, he has on clean clothes. What who cares what color it is?
Yeah, but that's what we need more of, though. Kids in their own lane that be themselves, yo. He's good in his own skin. You understand what I'm saying? These other kids want to be like the next kid.
And
us as parents, we need to teach our kids, you know. We need to tell our kids, you're beautiful. I love you. You're smart. You're handsome.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you are wonderful. We need to spend time with them, love them, nurture them.
Start complimenting them a little more.
Yes.
You're not wrong with it. It's free.
Yeah.
It's free. It's free. Love is free.
Give them that time. Spend time with them. You know, it makes a big difference.
Oh, absolutely.
Every day I send a text to my daughters, all four of them, every day. I love you. Have a good day. Every day. Don't go by that I don't send it. And you know what? Whether they respond or not, it's on them.
Exactly. Oh, you know what? It's so funny that you say that. Because
my day when it do come back, that love you too, Dad. I love it too. You know what I'm saying?
Sure, you want that back. But like you said, the important thing is whether you get a response or not, you still did it because this is what you wanted to do.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? See, and that's where people get it wrong. Don't do things because you're looking for a return. Do it because you're able to do it and that you want to do it. Don't do it because, all right, I want him to say I love me back, so I'm going to say I love you. No, you said it because you wanted to say it. See, I was having that same problem with my daughter's father. He thinks, you know, he don't have to communicate with them because they don't communicate with him. That's so corny. You're the father, number one.
Exactly.
You should be, like, listen, whether my daughters text me back or not, I want them to know that I love them anyway.
Be the bigger person.
You got to be the bigger person. You're the adult in the situation.
You're the parent.
You're the adult.
As a father with girls, I can answer his question right now. First of all, deal with your own demons. Don't bring the demons that you're dealing with yourself to the table because you know what? That's going to bring animosity between you and her. If you have that respect from her, you have to give her time. It's not about money. It's not about the Jordan. If she wants to spend time with her father, not over the phone, not wondering when you're going to pop up and show your face or you say you coming and don't show, let me tell you something. That's one thing I will not do to my daughters. And they'll tell you, if I can't make it, I'm going to let you know.
Right.
So best believe I'm going to try everything in my power to be there for you.
Right.
No matter what it is. And I'll give you a prime example. Today, my daughter comes home. She calls me up from school. She says, Dad, I'm going to get my hair dyed. Can you leave me some money? Okay. I have no problems. She did good in school. I promised her she gave me a good progress report. It'd be great. I do what I do. She calls me up and says, Dad, Shani's going to take me. This is my niece. Calls me back at 2:00. Says, Dad, I'm on the bus. I said, what you doing on the bus? I'm on my way home because Shani can't take me. Now, mind you, I got to go to work at 5:00. So I say to her, I say, so what's the deal? She's like, can you take me? So I call my job. I say, yeah, I'm going to be a few minutes late. I take her up there, and all the way up there, I talk junk all the way up there. I ain't going to cuss, but you know me. So I get there, I say, look. And I'm leaving you at 4:00, so you better be out of there at 4:00. Man, 5:00 came, she was just walking out the door. Hot, all the way home, ain't say nothing to her. She gets in the house, she texts her mother and says she don't like her hair. Now, mind you, I'm late for work. So I'm walking back down the stairs. This is all it took to make the day just even that perfect. She said, Dad, thank you, I love you.
Wow.
And you know what that meant? It wasn't even about the money that I spent for her hair, whether I had it or not, to give. I promised her. And it's about keeping your word.
Yeah.
Right.
But if you are listening to me, it's about keeping your word. I know you can't do it all the time. But when you say you're gonna, and it's your kid, try to do it. Because
I'm
perfect, man. I got a daughter that I'm going through these things with. And I'm going to tell you, I still love her. And if she's listening, I love you, baby girl. I'm here. I always be here. And I think
but like my mother said, if you ain't got nothing else in this world, your word is supposed to be your bond.
That's all I can tell you. You know what? You got to bump your head. You got to bump your head. I'm still your father. I'm here. That's all I can tell you. You know,
that's
but
beautiful.
I'm not going to provide you with the things to help bump your head.
Yes, that's right. I know that's right. I ain't going to give you that much.
For you, but let's be real about life, though. Kids are what they are, and kids are going to do some devilish things that we might not like, but we was kids once, too.
Yeah, exactly. You have to remember.
We was raised in a different time, and that's what a lot of these parents don't realize. They still trying to raise their kid from when they came up, and you can't do that anymore.
No, not at all.
You have to sit your kid down at the round table for real and put it down just like it will come in the street, because whether you tell them or not, they hearing it, brother. They hearing it, sister.
They are hearing it.
They know more than you know. Believe me. But if you can deal with that, and learn how to take that and use it as a passion to drive you to learn more about their culture. Because their culture is very difficult. It's not like our culture was.
Yep. Totally different.
You didn't have to worry about the latest gear or the latest Jordan.
But that's because the social stuff like that, you know.
Everybody had the same option. Nowadays, you can go get this designed, this made up. These kids show me so much stuff I've never even thought about I could do. And I'm like,
Social media is taking over. So now there's no discretion.
Your own clothes. Get them delivered to your doorstep. You understand what I'm saying? And that's what I mean by shut the TV off, shut the internet off. Let's shut everything down for a couple of years and see what happens. See how they with their swagger look like this. You understand what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, that's what drives these kids, and that's why there's no respect. Because it's all about how they look.
I was reading something up on swag. I don't know how true it is, but you know, I was reading, and they said the word swag means secretly we are gay. That's where the word came from.
Wow. And that's true.
Yep. So I said, okay, people better be careful loosely, you know, using the word swag.
But see, that's those kids. That's that kid's language, though. But see, mm-hmm. somebody grown in the right state of mind, swag to them is the way they carry themselves. And the
right. It's all about being on the in crowd.
Yeah, these kids with their little secret societies and stuff, you know, we don't know what these kids got going on. These kids is on something else, but that's just the way it is. And you need to get on their program.
Everything is different now.
It is really different, Shad. You're right. It's just, it ain't the same, you know. Like I said, we back in the day, in my era when we was growing up, we didn't have cell phones and all kinds of stuff like that. We didn't have the internet and stuff to keep us busy. We had to go out and create stuff up, make the stuff happen. You know what I'm saying? We'd be outside. Some days we ain't even eat lunch. We was out from the morning time, because you know if you go back to the house, your parent gonna be like, ain't no running in and out. You coming this time, you staying in. So you ain't go back to the house. We stayed outside all day till it was time for dinner. We ate the morning. And once we got dressed and all that, chores done, we was gone. But until it was time to come home, till we had to beat the street lights.
I see kids, they sitting in their room. They got bowls of cereal, everything. They ain't going nowhere. They good. Why they going outside? I say to my daughters all the time, I was like, don't tell our friends. You're asking them to go outside. Yo. Get up out of bed. Do something with yourself. I come downstairs, she on the couch with the phone in the hand, TV on blast. I'm like, yo, you not even watching TV. You texting, and you got my TV blasted.
Yeah. You burning up a light. You running my light bill sky high. Turn that TV on.
Just the killer thing. You go upstairs and have room light on the TV on, music playing. I'm like, yo, are you serious?
And not only that, too. Now with the internet, this is why there's a lot of predators and stuff out there, too, because you can go on the internet, Google yourself. It'll tell you where you live. You know what I'm saying? All of that. You can find out anything you want to on the internet. It's crazy.
And I got that all on smash. Believe me, I see the red flags they throw up around here. I got a map of that. I play with that, yo. That's one thing I just don't rock with. That old player.
You have to know.
There'd be a lot of red flags, and I ain't just saying where I live at, just in the area alone. So I already feel like there's somebody out here stalking on my kids. I feel that way every day. You know, and that's just the love I have for my kids, though.
Mm-hmm. Yep. You know, and I'm going to do what I can to protect them, but whatever I have.
Yeah.
By all means.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, there's too many missing kids out here now. It's crazy. I was talking
to someone else, though, and they know all about these phones. Let me explain something to you. These kids are smart with social media, but when it comes to the real world, they dumb. They dumb as hell.
I don't know a daggone thing.
These phones, these smartphones that all these people carry, they got sirens, they got tracking devices, they got all that stuff. But if you don't activate things because you're trying to be secretive, you don't realize that could save your life someday.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to tell you, as long as my kids is on my cell phone, Bill, I'll tell you where they at the drop of a dime by a push of a button on my phone. And that's no lie. And if you
I hear that.
Shiesty, if you want to get shiesty, I shut you off. So you know what? You only get a phone call from your mother and your father. That's who you... That, don't play the game. You can't play the game with the kids. The ball, you pay the court, you know what I'm saying? End of the day, all they want is attention.
Yeah, that's what it is. Yep. Yep. It's that attention. You know what
you
I'm saying? Like,
you
want people to sweat
Jordan
you.
Yeah, you're going to buy a pair of Jordans here and there, but it's really about attention.
Yep, that's what it is. Attention. Like I said, building your status. You want to be the ultimate one in the crowd. Like, oh, they sweating me. They looking at me. Yeah, I got on the latest Jordans. Yeah, they cost $400. But guess what? You're making that man rich. You're making him rich. Did you know that? Did you not know that money did not go into your pocket? That went into his pocket? Y'all out here buying Jordans that he made 20 years ago. 20 years ago, he made these sneakers. He came back and tripled the value on them. Tripled the value on them. Are you serious? That's crazy. I think it's a travesty. I mean, that's what some people like. Some people have it. They feel it's necessary that they have to have expensive things on or whatever. That's fine if that's what you do. But listen, teach your children that something like that has to really, you got to really work hard at it. You got to really work hard for it. Come on now. And then they don't teach them nothing about how the stock market works when it comes to retirement. They don't teach them, you know, about investments. None of that.
Listen,
because they're not an investment. You think you're invested in those sneakers? Yeah, okay.
Well, Jonathan Divas, unfortunately, we've come to that time in our show where it's coming down to the nitty-gritty. But before we give our last comments, I'm going to bring on Chicky Chick. Are you there, Chicky Chick?
What's going on, y'all? What's going on? How y'all doing, people?
Hey. Good, Chick.
Hey.
What's up, y'all? Well, yeah, y'all sound sad. Where the smiles at? We didn't clap it up.
We didn't clap for him, not because we was in deep conversation just now, Chick. You know how I get you. You got to snap back. Got to wait a minute. Wait, we got to come back down. Come back down. Calm it on down. We was just in deep conversation. That's all.
Y'all all right, though?
Yeah, listen. You know how we do over here in the Diva Squad.
Yeah, no, I'm feeling real good, man. Y'all had on the show, man, had a wonderful show Saturday, man. You know, I did a show with my man, that Marshall Brandon, that worked with Kevin Hart. I tore up the building, man. So, you know, y'all see the pictures. I got the pictures out there on Facebook, Instagram, man. We got pain, man. So hopefully they're all supposed to be coming on the show tonight. So we're supposed to be looking out. So we want everybody to tune in that. So we're going to see, though. Now it is with the comedians. They might got called in for a show. So we're going to see.
Okay. So, what's going on? Did you hear our topics for the evening?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So what it do for you, real quick?
The first topic?
Whichever one, you pick one.
It's about, like, if your parents come home and she was, and your,
yeah,
your mom was doing the same age, it ain't happening.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I hope that she goes to the telly or something like that when she come home to the crib. No, I mean, but I actually, you know, my grandmother, you know, when she was living, she actually went with a dude that was like 20 years younger than her. So he was like in his late, he was like in his 30s. I was like in my, you know what I mean, I'm my 20s. So that was kind of weird, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, it's an uncomfortable situation that you put people in.
But it's crazy because the only time that we got bacon, egg, and cheese was when he stayed at night. You know what I mean? That's when you know.
He must have been putting it down.
Yeah, so you ain't really want him, you know, you ain't really want him over.
Ooh.
But at the same time, good breakfast. So he was like, it was kind of hard. Like, I'm hungry, but I want you banging my grandmother. So, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Wow, that's crazy. He said the only time they got bacon, egg, and cheese is when he stayed over. You started inviting him over then, huh? Like, come on, we might have pancakes tomorrow. Come split it night tonight.
Pancake.
Oh, my gosh. Listen, Chicky crazy. But, again, we are at the end of our show, and, you know, time is of the essence, and you know how we get, we be there, ran over into your show about 10 or 15 minutes, you know, so. Right now, we'll give everybody a chance, about a minute, to have a final thought. So, Sha, you were our first caller. Do you have a final thought on tonight or anything you'd like to
all
say?
All I want
to
say is this right here. Don't go with nobody 20 or 30 years younger because if you're messing with mine and I find out, I'm busting your head open.
To the white man.
Stay in your division of your age. You understand? Because sometimes it's not a good situation. Because if you treat a person like that and you give them everything they ask for, when you out and you're done with, they're gone.
Right. Yep. I agree.
That's all I have to say about that.
All right. Thank you so much for calling. Thanks for, you know, getting in on our topics. Who is next? Rod. Rod?
Yeah.
So you have a final thought?
Yeah, just respect yourself, man. One more. Just set goals in life, man, and not just short term. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You deserve better. Everybody deserves a chance, you know?
Absolutely. Thanks again. Thanks for calling the show. We
lady.
Appreciate
y'all,
it.
Y'all keep doing y'all thing, man. Y'all
thank
bless,
you.
Man.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Chick?
You know, bacon, egg, and cheese is good. So sometimes, you know, you got to sacrifice, you know what I mean, to make your parents happy. Like, all serious, man, like, you know, if my parents love it, I mean, if they like it, I love it. As long as it's to the point where, you know, they're happy. But I would think that they would have me in mind when they, you know, start this little rendezvous with this person. Like, I just don't understand when you meet the person that, like, was he behind the counter at McDonald's? You ordered the meal, you know, you get your free burger. Like, I'm still trying to figure out how y'all met each other. So I'm not getting that part right there.
I hear that. Thank you.
Things to make you go.
Okay, with that said, we're going to turn the floor over to the divas. Rachel, I think we'll start with you. And if you have a final thought for the evening, if I didn't miss anybody else.
No, you didn't miss anyone else.
Okay.
I would just like to say, great show, divas.
Thank you.
Yes. As always, I give my honor to God. If there was no God, there would be no GQ Palace. There would be no me, no you, no T, no nobody. So I want to give thanks to our CEO and our exec. They are wonderful. GQ Palace family, all the other hosts, the callers, Sha, Rodney, Tiki Chick, the listeners, all who listen tonight. Call in next week and press 1. Join our conversation. And to my fellow divas, of course, I love y'all. And I'm passing the mic on to T.
Hello. I just want to say I'm glad to be back.
Mm.
And as far as this age thing, you know, like Rob was saying and Shy, deal with someone of your own mentality, you know, age limit. Because at the end of the day, you're only being used, you know, for what you can do for that person or to that person. And I just want to say to my GQ family, I love you guys. I've missed you. My divas, I love you girls always.
Love
you. Have a blessed weekend. Blessed rest of the week.
You got your voice back.
She is back in the building, Chicky Chick.
Okay. And now, if you can have the floor, Angie.
Thank you so much, darling. Again, I'd like to thank all the listeners and callers, the CEOs, thank the Lord, you know, for the all opportunities he's afforded me. On that note, I just think that we should give our young a chance to grow and find out who they are before you try to suck them into being who you want them to be. Give them a chance to grow. And as far as needs and wants, things that we need, we should love them and want them at the same time. So, you know, put your needs before your wants. Evaluate that. Like you said, know yourself. Know who you are, what you want, where you stand. And be firm on that. And as always, I appreciate all the callers and listeners out there. And the lines are lit up. The lines are always lit up, but nobody wants to stay. I don't have the courage to press the one, but next time, press the one. You can get on, you know, if you like to vent and do whatever without cursing. Sometimes I, you know, slip the tongue, but press that one, get in on the conversation. Immediately following our show, we have Fall Out Comedy with our fellow host, Chicky Chick. So if you guys stay on the line, you know, and listen to his show is from 9 to 10. So on that note, I will holler at y'all same time, same place next week. And I'm chucking up the deuces.
Yeah. I need Jesus. You need Jesus.
We need Jesus.
Everybody needs
him. Hold on.
Comedy Hour with your boy Chick Comedian. Clap it up, clap it up. We made it, y'all. So another week. Clap it up, clap it up, clap it up.
yeah, man. Y'all just heard the hardcore. Did y'all hear that hardcore Jesus joint? Man. Yo, big shout out to everybody at GQ Palace, man. We really doing some big things right there, man. You see my saying something, man? We have been doing that big, man. Hey, once again, man, you're back in the building. 9 o'clock, man, on Wednesday. You're not here by mistake. You didn't make a mistake in turning the Blog Talk Radio. You didn't make a mistake in dial 646-238-38. You was meant to be here. This was already ordained. This already had a purpose. You're with your boy, Chick the Comedian. If you don't know who I am, you might as well go on YouTube. You might as well go on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Check me out, my handle, man, Chick the Comedian. Really doing it big. Clap it up, because I'm famous. Now listen, I can't lie to y'all right now. I am kind of like stuck in what's going on in my life right now. This might not have a relevance to anybody else. And I want y'all to know right now that I'm stuck right now on fantasy sports, man. I got my fantasy basketball team. I got my fantasy football team, man. Yo, I'm like right in front of the computer right now. I'm trying to hit the switchboards up, waiting for my special guest. We're going to get back to that, though. Because we're trying to see if they're going to be in the building, man. But either way around, man, your boy Chick the Comedian is right here, man. Yeah, I got me a fantasy basketball team, man. I'm not doing too good so far. I'm 0-1, man. And I'm not looking good. I'm looking about to be 0-2. My fantasy football team, I'm looking like I'm heading to the playoffs, man. But, man, that bad man, Aaron Rodgers got hurt, messing up my whole squad, man. But, yo, I just want to give y'all a little piece of me and my life, man. That's just a little something to let y'all know what's going on. Yo, if y'all don't know, man, you know I always start my show with my monologue, man. And this week's monologue, I'm just going to be talking about relationships, man. Yo, it's real funny how somebody could just put themselves in your relationship, man. Like, they could just say the little thing, man. That's what it said, like, you know, how you, they used to have that game in school. They say something to this person here, and by the time it got to the other person, it was totally different. You could have told them, I love Jesus, and Jesus loved me back. When they get back to the third person, he'd be like this, I love my jeans and the back of that good ass. Like, whoa, that's not even what I said, man. But everything can get missed in school like that, man. You just never know what you're doing, man. So, that being said, man, you got a lot of things that be going on in other people's relationships. I'm not here to talk about mine. I'm not about to give y'all no ammunition on my relationship. Y'all crazy? Y'all can't use that against me. But, yeah, man, I got a lot of things that's going on in my life, man. But I'm trying to stay focused, man, because, like, for real, man, my comedy is really jumping off, which gets back to this thing about relationships, man. Yo, this weekend I really made a good relationship. I really made a good friendship, at least in my eyes, I think I did. I mean, I don't want to speak for the man, you know, if it ain't necessarily true. But, yo, man, big shout-out to Marshall Brandon, man. If you don't know who Marshall Brandon is right now, right, what I need y'all all to do right now, right, I need all y'all to go to your computer, Marshall, just like you spell anybody else, Brandon, Marshall Brandon. Watch what pop up. You're going to see. You're going to say One Mic Stand with Kevin Hart. You can actually watch that on BET right now. Go on demand. You get that on BET right now. He Who Got Jokes with Bill Bellamy. He was on there. He done did Def Comedy Jam. I mean, he done did Comedy View so many times. It's a shame, man. The man had a DVD out with Corey Fernandez. All you got to do is hit all these names up. That's right, your boy Chick Comedian is doing comedy with these dudes right here, man. And y'all on the radio for free, man. Y'all ain't even charge y'all for this show. Clap it up for that, for free tickets to Chick the Comedian radio show. All you. Y'all don't know the blessings that y'all have? Do y'all understand this? Y'all are blessed. Y'all are very blessed. Do not lose count of that. But nah, man, for real, man. I'm trying to see if they're going to be calling in the building. They're supposed to be calling in, man. My man's and them supposed to be calling in the building. We supposed to have Todd, Big Boy Oliver, man. Bad Boy Comedy, man. He's supposed to be calling the building. Clap it up for Big Boy Hodge. He's supposed to be calling in. Clap it up. And also, we got my man who's supposed to be calling in, CJ got cracks, man. Yo, CJ got jokes.
these ladies at the stage with us too. We did a show upstate, as I told y'all before, if y'all look at my page, we did a show that's kind of like upstate New York, not too far up, not like up there by Niagara Falls or nothing, but it was just Fishkill, New York, man. And yo, it's crazy how we was driving up there, because you know, it was like backwoods, and Fishkill, New York was a prison man, so we was on a prison. So I'm on the prison grounds and everything like that. Dudes is on the pull-up bar, man. Dudes is on push-up. And I'm like, oh, I don't think we're in the right spot. You know what I'm saying? Y'all know I got me a criminal record. I just left, so I wasn't feeling real comfortable. I got goosebumps. And, you know, the trucks rolled down on us. Where you going? You're not supposed to be here. Where you going? Not supposed to be here. Where you going? So I tried to explain to him, like, yo, officer, we here to do comedy. You know, because that's how he sound. Like, y'all ain't supposed to be here. I'm like, sir, we here to do comedy. But we wound up finding them, and they had, like, what you call a QWI building. And I guess it's, like, the little quarters where the officers go. We went there, man. We blazed the stage up. But the funny thing about it is that up there in Fishkill, you know, a lot of you work for the jail, and there's not really, like, a big economy up there. So everybody already know each other. And they don't really got no places, too many places to go. So everybody was all dressed up like they was going to the prom, and they nails did, hair did, everything did. They was all crazy. I was like, wow. But we when I say blazing, man, I don't even think words of prom. What I'm saying to y'all, man, some people be saying they be killing shows, but we really killed the show, man. We got some of that stuff recorded, but you know, right now, Marshall Brandon kind of big. I just can't be putting out stuff without his permission. So hopefully everything go down with Marshall Brandon, man. So big shout out to Marshall Brandon. Like I said, go hit him up on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Look him up on YouTube, man. Y'all gonna bug out. Y'all gonna be like, yo, man, that man, I'm doing big things. Like, even, I'm not doing shows with Kevin Hart, but what I'm saying is I'm stringing up and within that cipher, man. And it's showing you that God has been good, man, in my life. And like I said, I got on stage. I kept it clean, y'all. I ain't compromised myself with nothing, man. You think that I tried to go hard and do like this. Nah, I did my jokes. I did my clean-cut comedy. Y'all know how I go. Follow the hashtag, clean-cut comedy. Hashtag, I tell jokes for living. Hashtag, I tell jokes for the Lord. So clap it up for that, man. Clap it up for Chick the Comedian. Clap it up for yourselves, because you're looking good in the building. Clap it up for me, because I'm looking good in the building. Clap it up for my fantasy football team, that I can get this ring. I need me a new one, a new something to say. Maybe I can get me one. Yeah, PlayStation 4 in the building. Nah, man, but yo, I'm really ecstatic, man. But I'm hoping that they call in. What happens is, man, is a lot of times I'll be trying to get comedians and stuff to call in, and you know, being that it's 9 to 10 o'clock on a Wednesday, that's a lot of time they got shows, man. So they got prior commitments, man. But like I said, I'm trying to like re-ramp everything. Everything could be for my show to be like laid down, like more of a format. But you know, you can't put a format on comedy, man. Anything can happen, man. Maybe behind the scenes today we work on the practice on a prank call on somebody. Maybe I can go outside and go find me somebody to interview. That's what I'm going to do. Matter of fact, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go put my coat on. I'm going to put my boots on. Nah, they killing people out there, man. I can't do that, man. They killing people outside, man. Nah. No clap it up for that either. No jokes, they really killing people like this. So I don't think I should go outside. So maybe I go to my car, right, and I'm driving McDonald's. I'm going to drive through the window, and maybe I start messing with the girl. Y'all think I should do that? Yeah, but we gonna figure out something, man. Like I said, man, this is the boy. I'm giving them some time to call in. So we're trying to wait for Baby Boy Hive Oliver to call in. We're trying to wait for TJ Got Cracked. Maybe they doing something. Maybe they with their wives. Maybe they on their radio show. I don't know. Maybe they got one too. But, yo, until the meantime, yo, we're going to play as a song, man. I don't know what's in rotation right now, man. But, yo, let's play something. Let's get this energy up. Let's set the atmosphere. Let's set the mood, man. Your boy just going, nah. Rewind everything, get everything back, and when we come back, you know we're going to talk about, we always talk about the state of comedy, man. But if you're listening right now, I want you to call in at 646-200-3838. Call your grandmother, call your uncle. Matter of fact, all y'all got cell phones in your house. Tell everybody else to pick up their cell phone. I need y'all to press 1. We need to do some interaction right now. Right now, I want you to call me in. I want you to call in, right? And I want you to give your perspective of what
you're looking to see in the next big comedian. Let's see if I hold some of these traits. Maybe I'm sitting right now, the diamond in the rough. Maybe I need to be polished out. So call us up at 646-200-3838. Let us know is some good traits that you see in the comic, man. You know I don't curse, so that ain't one of them. If that's what you feel, you can state your opinion. But you ain't going to get ahead. Only on here is Clean Cut Comedy for your boy Chick the Comedian. I done did the bull before. I don't do the bull no more because God has been good. He has been good to me. We're going to be back right when I run. This is Chick the Comedian, Fallout Comedy. Let's play a song for him real quick. Rich Money, put something on, baby. We're doing it big on GQ Fallout Radio. See ya. We're doing it big. We'll be right back. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
Coming, but they didn't know what to think. They didn't think this could happen. Wasn't really sure of me. So I'll try to keep on moving. I won't trip off what they say. And I know that they'll keep hating on me each and every day. I gotta keep moving, yeah, yeah. I keep on praying, yeah, yeah. Gotta stay faithful, yeah, yeah. I got to get higher.
I just came out on the Madison Square Garden stage. Yeah, it's your boy. Come up. Yeah, man, we back, man. We back right now. If you ain't know what that was just now, yo, that was Tony called Higher, man. What's messing with They do gospel now, yo. Clap it up. That was exclusive. That was a GQ Palace Chicken Comedian exclusive. I get exclusive over here. What y'all know about that? Y'all don't even know nothing about that. They call me up like this. It never rains in Southern California. Can I see two chick? Just now. That's what they just did. They gave me the track. I played it for y'all. Ain't nobody else heard that except for their mother and their grandmother. That's it. Nobody else. Y'all exclusive. Y'all should be happy that I shared that with y'all. I let y'all in on my life. That's what I did. I did that. That's right. I did that. So listen, man. To further do, I already told y'all, man, the man don't really need no introduction, man. I told y'all, man, listen, we burnt it up Saturday. We was up at Fishkill, New York, man. This man, yo, I got to give him his proper respect. I opened up the show. And, you know, it goes and when you do shows, it's like proper, you know, it's like etiquette that you give everything proper, how hard am I working. So, look, y'all know how hard I work. And I went first. This man works hard. Hella hard, man. He got his own room. You can check him out in Ass Lounge, man. He did a weekly. Got a big show coming up with Baby Boy Hives. He's all over Jersey, man, doing his thing. He just came back not too long ago from the Brick City Comedy Tour. They was traveling all up and down the chicken circlet. Hey, he's probably on right now. Like, yo, man, shut the hell up. Just put me on the radio. Man, without further ado, yo, give it up for CJ the comedian, CJ Got Crack, man. What's up, baby?
Oh, and the crowd goes wild. And the crowd goes wild. Hold your applause. Hold your applause. You got to, hey, man, you didn't throw out my Costco credential, man. You can also catch me at the Costco and Union in the produce section, brother. You know what I'm saying? You got to make sure you plug in Costco.
Oh, tell them what you used to do. Tell them what you used to do, baby.
Well, I started from the rotisserie. Now I'm here in the produce.
That's
I'm
right.
With the strawberry. I'm moving up. Next thing you know, I'll be at the front end.
Ah, you at the front?
Yeah, I mean, next thing you know, I had a clicker at the door.
Uh-oh.
You know what I mean? I'm moving up. What's going on with you, Chicky Chick?
Yeah, I'm sitting right here chilling, man. I'm holding my son, man. I just was telling everybody, man, my fantasy basketball team ain't doing too good. So I'm kind of like trying to get some energy right now. Man, I'm trying to, my man's in the main scoring right now. So but I'm glad I got you on the line. Man, I told everybody you're going to call and you did it, man.
Of course, man. No doubt. I'm here at the office right now. Me and the family, me, the wife, the daughter, and little man here having a burger and some beer. Well, little man ain't, I am, you know, watching the basketball game. You know what I mean? I had to show some love, man. Listen, the show we did at Fishkill was crazy, man. I'm looking forward to rocking many more shows with you, brother. You know how we do. We keep it in the family, man. We partners in crime, PNC. I say partners in comedy. We got the show coming up this weekend at Bogey's Saturday. Then the 29th at Ash Lounge. I want all to be in attendance. I know, Chicken, you ain't doing nothing Saturday, man. You know you more than welcome to tear it up and do whatever you do best. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, you already know our man got to be in the building. That's what you're supposed to do, plug everything up, man. We got let me let you just know right now, man. GQ Powers right now, man. We have the biggest station that's on Reverb Nation. I already know that you got it. These are the fun fact numbers, man. Right now, I'm the only comedian that's holding it down on our station, man. We doing big things. So, it's nice to have you on the line right now, man, because everybody can see your talent, man. I tell everybody about you, man. You already know, listen, we ain't even got to sit up and sugarcoat. You know how you're on the radio. They say, hey, man, call me, I call you. No, we really chill together, man. We really do things like this, man.
Oh, we do that.
We chilling with family right now. I'm even chilling with family while we're in the studio right now, man. My son's wilding out right now, trying to jump all around, man. Say, what's up?
Yeah,
CJ. Hey, CJ. Yes,
yo, I heard him. I heard little man.
Oh, Mr. Win, you said you on the win, man.
my little man got them talking. He talked when he wants to. Right now, he got a mouthful of French fries with ketchup. You know what I'm saying? He even ate a few crayons. You know what I mean? He drew daddy a little picture. Ate the crayons after. So, you know, we ain't having a good time. My daughter just came from Open Gym. Working on that basketball game.
Shout out to
Montclair. Yeah, she do it all. Mr. Softball. You also got watch for her coming up in this comedy game, brother. You're on people's heels already, man. Very funny. Just like Daddy.
You already told me. So look, make sure that you tell everybody, plug in where they can see you at, plug in your Facebook. Let them know, man, because I got people hitting me up right now saying, who is this person? They're trying to go right on your page right now, man. Oh.
Hey, y'all, I'm going to definitely spread the word, brother. I appreciate you for having me on your show, man. I'm going to definitely stay tuned and spread that word.
Hey, yo, you can check my man out, too, man. Tell him about your radio show.
Oh, we got the radio show every Sunday on TuneIn Radio. Search Nonfiction Radio. If you download the app, TuneIn. Every Sunday morning from 10 to 12, I got a sports show radio called The Score. So please check me and my man Mo Black out on The Score from 10 to 12 every Sunday.
Okay.
We talk about everything, the weekly catch-up in sports, man.
So what I'm going to do, man, I'm going to show everybody what I'm going to do. What I'm going to do is I'm going to put the link on my page to let everybody know, man, where you can find out my man CJ. I'm going to put a little bio up here. We're working on that right now in the studio, man. Yo, give it up once again for CJ Got Cracked, man. You can check him out on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Yo, he's doing his good thing. He got his video coming out soon. He's going to be sitting at Bogey this Saturday on the 29th at Ass Lounge, man. The flyer will be over posted up on my page, man. Thank you for the love for calling in, baby.
Hey, thanks for having me, brother Chick. I'll talk to you later, man.
No doubt, man. What?
Peace.
Yeah, man. Y'all already know, man. This is Chick the comedian. I'm good, man. Yeah, so we just had CJ Got Cracks on, man. Like I said, man, y'all got to check this brother out, man. When I say funny, man, y'all got to understand, he has that type of comedy where he just up there on the microphone, and he's like that dude just sitting back in the cut, man, blowing smoke and just telling jokes, man. Yo, we got a heck of a team that's putting together, man. This Brick City Comedy thing, like he said, PNC, man, Partners in Crime. Look at it. I still got it in me. Never would have made it. Thank you. But that's my man. We Partners in Comedy, man. Look out for us, man. We're going to be doing some big things. CJ Got Cracked, man. He's on my Facebook page, man. I'm trying to multitask right now, but we're going to have it up for y'all. GQ Palace, we plugging in. We ain't no haters right now. Like you said, we working on it, too. I know GQ Palace, we're going to do it. We got like that little application that you could do, right? Where, you know, you go on there and get the TuneIn application, hit Nonfiction Radio. He a comedian, and he has a little sports thing over there. But they keep it funny with their sports. But your boy, Chick the Comedian, he got his show right here. Formal comedy. We just had CJ Got Cracked. We're waiting for Hobbs the Comedian to call us. Thank you, guys. Thank you. What you want? My son just said, Mommy. I'm not Mommy. What you want? That? What's that? Hat. That's a hat. Say hi to everybody. Say hi again. No, you got to say hi. Don't wave. Say, my name is Think Think. Say, my name is Think Think. My name is Think Think. Guys, we all teach them a joke. Watch it. Knock, knock. Who's there? he did his own little joke. He said, "Ha, not me." Who's there, Jaja? That's Josh. I got my son right now. We feeling real good, man. Chick the Comedian. My wife just walked past. Babe, put some clothes on. We in the studio, babe. Richard Levina is in here. Put some clothes on, babe. Come on. Lavina, can we get the the holy water? Can you anoint her? I need some anointing in the building. This is your boy Chick the Comedian. We're having so much fun right now. Hey man, Rich, if you sitting back right now because I'm bugging out, man, we still trying to get the other people on the line. Let me make sure. Do I got somebody else on the line? Oh. Yeah, we do got somebody on the line. We're about to take a commercial break. Well, we're going to do a quick commercial. This commercial is brought to you by McDonald's. Now, I wish I had a McDonald's sponsor. They originally called me like, hey, man, how you get McDonald's? What McDonald's is that? What McDonald's is that? We got to split that. Hey, just let everybody know, you know how commercials is. You got to get sponsorship. So you try to get your little arm and get your little money on the side. Everybody doing their thing. Rain's Barbershop or Blue Noon's Hairstyle Spot. I get up with my jaw like this. This message is brought to you at McDonald's. 284 West Market Street in North New Jersey. We have a new value mail. McDonald's. I get a side text on the side like, Rich, like, we have to talk. How you get that? We got to talk. We got to renegotiate. So big shout out to Rich for wanting to renegotiate. I said renegotiate. I was about to curse. I was about to say that. Well, I'm sorry, man. We got Don. I'm sorry, y'all. We got Don on the line, man. What's going on, Don? Bring you in. I'm sorry for having you on hold so long. You're not mad at me, are you?
Man, a little bit. I'm a little angry. That's all. It's good, man.
I'm chilling, man.
What's going on?
Hey, we sitting here. I just had my man calling. I got you calling. I'm on the road right now. Right now, I don't even know how to contain myself, man. I came about my shirt just now. It's not a good look, but I still did it.
Hey, man, you know, ain't nothing like the gym, though. I'm just calling to shout you out, though, man. See, you doing your thing, doing big things, the comedy thing, doing positive things in the community. Man, you're just doing a lot of good things with yourself, so I wanted to show some love to the show and everything.
Hey,
so I wanted to call up. It's my first
time.
But
check it out, man. You ain't going to be able to leave that easy. I think I got to tell you. Listen, man, I'm going to let y'all know who this is in the line right now. Hey, yo, this is one of my friends, man, and let me tell you what a friend means to me. I can count them on my hand, right? And right now, we got a blog that we do. We do like a, I guess you could call it that, right, Dom? We got like a blog
yeah.
We do every day where we all go in with each other. Sometimes it get heated. Sometimes it get crazy. Sometimes speakers is real. Sometimes feelings get in it. Mostly mine. But this is my man from high school. We the part of L. Give it up for Dominique.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In the building, man.
Hey,
that's what
you
do right there.
Hey, man, you know what's crazy? My wife just sat up here and said, his name Dominique. I never knew it. Well, I just said he's Dom.
Yo, that was on the low. They just called me Dom, man.
Yeah, I didn't know she was here just now. She just came out there like, she came out there, his name is Dominique. I never knew that. Never. See how you just never know things. Yeah, but,
right. Yeah, we go with the straight nickname. I also wanted to pop Junk. Let y'all know I'm the nicest at fantasy football. So, I mean, I had a little struggle, some trials and tribulations, but you know what I mean? I'm last in my division, but if I go in the three-game tear with a little help, I might win that division. It's a long shot, though.
Hey, you heard what he said, y'all. He just said, listen, man. Hey, yo, he said, I'm at the bottom, but y'all know how the song go. You know what I mean? I'm starting from. So right now, 3 weeks from now, he might be able to call back in and say he done did something miraculous, man. But, yo, never hating on it. Yo, the man is the commissioner of my league. Y'all already see how I bug it up on fantasy football, man. But this is my man right here, man. This is my man, yo. I got Don. Thanks for calling in, man.
All right, man. No doubt, man. Next time I'll give you another shout-out, man. I'm out of though.
That's what's up, man. Tell your 17 kids I said, wow.
All right, come on.
One, man, one. Give it up, man. Your boy's on fire. Chick the comedian is in the building, man. Yeah. Man, we're doing big things right now. And, yo, big shout out to Tony. That's what it is. They said the world on fire. They said, it's all because of you. Yeah, Tony that set everything up for me, man. So, yo, big shout out to, yo, I can't even express what's going on right now, man. Where you at, man? I'm feeling right now, man. I don't know if y'all ain't feeling good, but I'm feeling real good right now, man. Just, you know what Steve Harvey said? He got this, your man got a radio show. Yo, I got a radio show, but I ain't surprised by, you know why? Yo, God turns things around in your life, man. This is what we do, man. Yo, I just had my man calling. I had my other man calling. Yo, that was a friend and a comedy friend. So, like, the only two people I hold close to me, man, is my boy. Big shout out to the L. Let me let y'all know right now. We are the L. These are my friends that go back from high school, yo. And this might sound crazy. It might be funny, but this is a true story. We all used to hang out with each other, but in our junior year in high school is when everybody, like, really, like jail, like really was like making an effort that we was around each other every day. So what happened was when we was in high school, the area that we used to hang out in the high school was like an L. So you know, like you go down the hall and you make this corner, that whole little section where our locker's at, we used to chill at. So we called it the L. There is a little dispute who actually first called it the L and who actually was the founder of it. You know, but we know, listen, my bad, I ain't mean to toot my own horn. Just like, your boy, I am the jail that kept the L together. If the L has any problems with that, they can call in and try to correct this, man. They can try to call and correct this, but I am the leader of the L. Now, back in the day, it used to be Clement Thornton. That's why his name is Clement Thornton. Yeah, his name is Clement Thornton, man. So he was like the leader, like the face of the L, but he did this thing, right? We were playing Truth or Dare with the sorority girls and us. If y'all want to hear his story, the true story, because I'm going to give him a chance to call in. 646-238-38. Dom, if you're still listening, you need to call him because it's about to go down. We're going to play a quick show real quick, and we're going to do this right now. We're going to tell y'all what happened on February. If I'm a store, is it February 16, 1996. The day that the L changed. I'll be right back. We're going to play a song, and we're going to give these boys opportunity to fix it. Okay? Play a song for them, Rick, and give these boys a chance to come on.
Lord knows that I'm deprived, that I've seen what I've seen.
Give my appearance, I've arisen from the dirt. Plus I've been deprived, I don't really know my worth. Plus I've been deprived, I don't really know my worth. I'm just trying to make it up the steps to the church. Please forgive my appearance, I've arisen from the dirt. Plus I've been deprived, I don't really know my worth. Plus I've been deprived. I just wanna take a second, I'm going crazy,
right?
They say the sun is out, for me it been snowing lately,
right?
Hunger on the race of things that used to motivate me,
right?
And these little dudes tempting me to show them crazy. Wind blowing through the window, prime time sweating, got me stuck up on my bench flow. But the storm ain't over, it's still raining, so go figure why I'm still out in the field banging. I don't feel painin', I got used to it. I see the storm coming, I just move through it. I gotta pray to make it, spend so much time trying to embrace it, cause I'm dying to be favored. Read through all the specs, but only abide by the basics. Slow paper done divided me from what's sacred. Hatred in the heart, I don't like it, I know it's wrong, but me protecting me is the way I've been holding on. Cause I've been through it so frequent, I know the storm, and it's accumulating, so I resume with patience. And when I make it to the top, I got some rumors waiting. I'm just trying to make it up the steps to the church. Please forgive my appearance, I've arisen from the dirt. Plus I've been deprived, I don't really know my worth. Plus I've been deprived, I don't really know my worth. I'm just trying to make it up the steps to the church. Please forgive my appearance, I've arisen from the dirt. Plus I've been deprived, I don't really know my worth. Plus I've been deprived, I don't really know my worth.
You gave me life, so I'm trying to give you back all this pain, cause it just ain't right. Where it's gonna make me go insane, cause I trusted you. I gave you all of my heart, but it just keeps falling apart. And I'm right back here at the start, trying to do it again.
We ain't got it together, we ain't riding together, but they ain't riding together.
cause they ain't plotting the cellar. Ego high to the measure, now who's hotter than pepper? Calm your little nerves and move your mind off the metal. How you moving? Cause my focus is who's designing my pedal. Need a little for bread, but I'm entwined with the light, cause I'm just trying to become like a designer to Christ.
Like a designer to Christ.
But if you find with your life, then you can shine with the trife. But I'm with mine for the night. Me, I'm on the good side, hood side still. Got a testimony crazy and it's worth a couple mil. I know a dude who know a dude, they like brothers, for real. And he put out word his own brother probably swear. I'm like probably for real, with that poverty appeal. I bang the doors down, hit my will. I'm just trying to make it up the steps to the church. Please forgive my appearance, I've arisen from the dirt. Plus I've been deprived, I don't really know my worth. Plus I've been deprived, I don't really know my worth. I'm just trying to make it up the steps to the church. Please forgive my appearance, I've arisen from the dirt. Plus I've been deprived, I don't really know my worth. Plus I've been deprived, I don't really know my worth.
You gave me life, so I'm trying to give you back all this pain, cause it just ain't right. I swear it's gonna make me go insane, cause I trusted you. I gave you all of my heart, but it just keeps falling apart. And I'm right back here at the start, trying to do it again. Trying to do it again. I gotta do it again.
I'ma trust in you. I'ma trust in you.
Now look, man, I try to give them ample opportunity, man. I try to give the head up to my man and let him know, man, it's about to go down, man. But I can't hold it in no longer, man. I can't do it, yo. This is how it really went down, man. Y'all ready to hear this? Clap it up if you're ready to hear it. Clap it up if you're ready to hear it. Go have it up if you're ready to hear it. Listen, man, the L started off, man, like I told y'all, in the little corner. We used to run the Steers. Big shout out to TJ. You probably listening too, TJ. We used to run y'all too. But then the next year, our senior year, this is when we really went, like, Kaya. My daughter is, like, talking in the background. Everybody's in the studio right now. They really wilding right now. They want me to pull out the belt. So let me get back to my story. So now, the next year, our senior year, we really doing big things. We, like, running the building. We big in the building. So we had, like, this troubadour thing, and we used to have these girls called the Sweethearts. They used to be a little sorority thing, and my man Clem was, like, he was, like, the dude, and he used to go with, like one of the bodies. I tried to say she was the baddest chick in the school. Everybody said I secretly like my best friend, girlfriend. That's neither here nor there. It has never been proven in the court of law. I have never been taken to trial. So it is what it is, but on a real, real, this is what, you know, it is what it is. Big shout out to Anger, too. Big shout out to you, Anger, if you're listening. I don't think she's listening. I just had to say that so you get mad. So now, we supposed to be, you know, doing our thing or whatever, man. You know, we're climbing everything, and we had the trooper there. They spilling the bottles, so now I started them out. So I really can't get too raunchy on my show because y'all know I hate clean comedy, but let's just say he went down. And it came out in Troubadour, and that was like a no-no when we was in high school. That's something that you ain't do. It wasn't cool. You know, we probably got cool as we got grown men, but it's something that you didn't do. So it was like, wow, my man done messed up the whole image of the L. And that is the true story of how the destruction of the L got. Y'all probably want to have it here, clean of birds, whatever, man. I just realized I really couldn't clean it up. I just realized that. I thought I was going to try to say it a different way, but there's no way I can say it, man. So big shout out to my man, Clem. Y'all probably ain't listening. Y'all ain't calling anyway. It is what it is. Hey, another thing going on, man. I'm hoping y'all enjoying my show, man, because I'm bugging out over here, man, because like I said, it ain't nothing like when you tell a joke to yourself. You tell a joke to yourself. It is the best joke. No ridicule. Like, I don't... Like, that stuff that he's playing in the background right now, I don't care. I'm not paying attention to it. I don't care. You know why I don't care? You know why I don't care? Because I'm going to live my life. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to live it to the fullest. That's right. But nah, man,
I want to give a big shout out. I want to give a big shout out to T. I don't know how you're feeling right now, T. I want to give you a big shout out right now. I seen that your voice back. You know what I mean? You was like my unofficial host. You used to bug out with me. You feel what I'm saying? Hold up, people. Hold up. I'm just happy that you're back with the palace. Give me the strength, Lord. But I just want to thank you, man. I'm glad that you're back, man. I'm glad that you're back right now, man. This is GQ Palace Radio. I'm about to say play another song, but I realized that we just played a song, and I can't be doing that. So this commercial is brought to you by McDonald's. Was it funny again? That was one of the Petey laughs. He just gave me a Petey laugh. You know how you do Petey, like, oh, Petey, we know you're trying, Petey. That's why I got this now, Petey laugh, man. I really put my man's in the corner. But look, big shout out to Hive, man. He's probably busy. That's what he do. He hosts all around the city, man. But my man CJ called in. Maybe y'all hit him up on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Follow him. You know what I'm saying? He got a wife, so you can't follow him too much. Make sure that you have, when you show your page up there, you have a friend and a friend, you have like a double picture. You know, with your significant other. You can't accept a picture with somebody that got like a bra on and you're in the mirror giving out the puff lips on your camera. You don't accept friend requests like that. That's a setup. That is a setup. I know you like that chick. I've seen it on your page. I could tell her to send a friend request. Like I say, like, yo, you can't send me friend requests. Like, I got a blocked friend request. But big shout out to my wife, because I'm not supposed to be talking to about her. And, you know, I don't want to get in trouble. Really needed that, man. But like I said, yo, let me, I think I have a clip. I could have played the clip I got like a little portion of the show that I probably could have played for y'all, but I can't find it right now, but maybe I'll save it for next week. Now, I got a little clip I was going to show y'all of the show that we did, man. It was like, you know, it's real cool, man. It's a real little cool thing, man, for y'all all to check out, man. Make sure y'all come check me out on my next show. I just don't know when my next show going to be. So right now, I'm all showed out. Did I get it all showed out? That good that all showed out? Yo, I heard the laugh in the background, too. I caught you with that. Yeah, I heard. Yo, Rich, I caught that. I heard that you laughed just now. I caught you. I got you. You let that. You ain't go mute it. You can have me say you had the mute on. Mute it. You ain't muted. I heard the laugh. So big shout out to my GQ Power family. I guess I gotta keep it that way. I really thought my show was gonna be all laid out. I got my little questions. I was asking my guests and everything, my little jokes going on, and they messed it up. Big shout out to black people. Big shout out to black people for always, you know what I mean? For always going, you know. Is that it? Keep it real, y'all. Is that really being racist? When you point out something, like, you know how black people get mad, like, they start talking about, you know, all black people. Like, when you say a question like that, you can't help it when somebody says, this is what black people do, because that's not what they're around. Everybody is not Oprah Winfrey. Everybody is not Jay-Z or Puff. They don't travel the world. They don't get a chance to see other places. Only thing they know is the hood and the environment that they're in. So when they say all black people, they actually mean it for the black people that they know. They don't know Bill Cosby in the hospital. No, they don't. They don't know Kevin Garnett and the Celtics. No, they don't. They know Pookie that's on the corner every day. They know Grandma that's playing a bathroom on their ticket. That's what they do. Y'all see the dude that's out right now the ban of bullying has spread to the National Football League. This man was getting bullied so bad that he just walked away from the football team. Man makes millions of dollars, just walked away. Flies home to his mommy and daddy. Wow. He flies home to his mommy and daddy, said, I can't take it no more. Wow. This is what the world goes through. And my man tried to defend it. Yo, he was trying to get bullied. What would you do with that big dude? Understand this. I know they said Aaron Hernandez and shot somebody, but that happened outside of football. You mean tell me you're 327 pounds, a grown man, and another grown man, whether he lifts more weights or not, is trying to extort you or talking about you or making fun of you? You at least couldn't say, hey, it's going to stop today. I let it happen for yesterday and then for yesterday and last week, last month, and last year, but today it's got to stop. He had to, man. But we actually on the news right now for bullying. This is the society that we're living in right now, people. You need to wake up, man. God is coming back. That's what he's doing. He's coming back. And you know where he's going to catch me at? You know where Jesus is going to catch me at? He's going to catch me right here on Wednesday night doing my radio show, whether nobody's calling or not, because I'm Chick the Comedian. This is stand-up comedy. This is what we do. So clap it up for being professional. I'm over here right now, yo. I'm eating one of my favorite meals. I'm eating white rice with butter and pepper. But this time I change it up. Now you do salt and pepper? No, don't do that. Use the garlic salt. So now you're making everybody think that your rice is exotic. So when they taste your rice, they're like, oh, this is some exotic rice.
I'm telling you.
All you gotta do is put garlic salt in like everything that you do instead of regular salt. You make peas, put some garlic salt in it. You know how it becomes then? It becomes exotic peas. You take a steak, put some garlic salt on it. You know what it is? It's a pork steak now. Yup. That's all you need. Garlic salt. And don't get the real expensive garlic salt. No. No. Do not go get the real expensive garlic salt. Go get the 99-cent one from like 99-cent store. It just say garlic salt. And don't, no, it say Clydesdale. Clydesdale garlic salt. Y'all got Clydesdale there in New York? Yeah, I do. That's what Clydesdale is. I said I was sick for somebody lie. Get some Clydesdale garlic salt. And that's the best thing that you can do. Clydesdale. You know what else I could do? Like, for real, you know what else y'all could do? Keep it real, right? I'm about to keep it real. What y'all? I'm about to say something. Y'all, you go out, everybody laughing. Y'all messed up my joke. Oh, this is what I'm saying. Have y'all ever seen, like, a community function? I was at a church doing a show, right? And they were selling hot dogs. They were selling hot dogs, waters, juices, potato chips, you know. Then they got, like, a flip over. So I'm sitting up there, right? So they got some bread hot dogs. They got some bread rolls. Everything looks exclusive. And then Clydesdale meant a hot dog. I mean, ketchup and mustard. Who does that? Who decided to go to the store and say, you know what? I'm about to save a dollar. Now, mind you, this is what I'm saying. So you get like a big bottle of Clydesdale, it might cost you $2 because it's bought from the corner store anyway, so it's expensive. So you're not buying a supermarket. Or you could have paid a dollar more and got you some Heinz, ketchup, some real good ketchup, so everybody can like it, right? So what is it? If you're selling 30 to 40 hot dogs, you just saved only a dollar to mess up your business? Oh, man, yo, that's what they do in New York. They always do stuff in New York, man. I don't understand that. What y'all doing, New Yorkers? Y'all won't clap it up for that because y'all from New York, and the show is in New York, and I'm from New Jersey, and that's why. Okay?
My son just came and got some of the exotic rice. He said, Daddy. I said, what? He said, exotic rice. Right, Jaja? Say exotic rice.
Fire.
That's my son right there. He said exotic rice. Your boy is feeling some kind of way, man. I thought my man was going to call in. I guess he didn't, man. So I'm about to call and curse him out, man. I got like a few minutes left in my show. But what we're going to do is, man, we always end it out. We always get cut off sometimes. But, yo, I'm going to end my show off right now, man. Like, I thank for everybody. Thanks for DJ to call in. Thanks for Dom. I'm pretty sure I probably had some other callers, but they didn't press one. But it is what it is, man. I thank y'all for all the love, man. Thank y'all for coming out. This is your boy, Chit the Comedian. This is what I do every day, all day, man. I tell jokes for a living. I tell jokes for the Lord. Follow me on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Chit the Comedian, man. Also, check me out on YouTube, Chit the Comedian, man. Fallout Comedy, Gospel Comedian. Use all those, man. You'll get to follow me on YouTube, man. Check out my video. Share it, man. I don't care if you're bootlegging and everything, man. You can do that. That's what y'all do in New York anyway. So big shout-out to New York, and I'm throwing shots. This is your boy, Chit the Comedian. We're going to end it off with our song that is like the corporate sponsor of the show, if I had one. McDonald's. I'm loving it. I don't know if I was supposed to do that. But, yeah, thank y'all, man. This is your boy, Chit the Comedian, man. Thanks for coming out, man. We about to end it off with the show song, man. Y'all, I appreciate all love. One, we out, baby.
I need Jesus. You need Jesus.
We need Jesus.
We need Jesus.
Everybody needs him.
Yeah.